Kirkland. Like, where are you at?
Blog Talk
are you
Radio.
In? Jesus Christ, this is the crazy medicine. Okay, I'm going to try again. You just had me call you. Now you told me it's not. Hey, sir. Something like that. Future programs, but let me just say, ain't nothing like the land of the crazies. We'll let that be one of your favorite, we'll figure that out one day, what I mean. Thank you again for all you've been listening. We've been having a good time for this past, I mean, we really have. This has been something amazing that we'd be able to pull this off. Those of you listening today, you're about to get a program that has many of you have probably never heard. Some of you have heard. We look forward to you joining us. Today's program is called The Climate Wars. And guess what? See, sometimes we don't understand that we the climate. You know what I'm saying? Look at the word, climate. Very deep, very deep. Let me make sure I can be heard. Let me go to 3364. I'm doing all the testing here because I'm not on my regular microphone, but we're going to do what we do. Let me go to, I'm hearing too much people. I'm going to have to do, there we go. 3364, make sure you can hear me. Can you hear me, 3364?
Yes, sir. I hear you, my Lord. You're coming in loud and clear, my Lord.
All right, brother. Lower to the life. Lower to life, baby. That's what we're about. Let me keep you in the loop. Say, keep stuff on mute. I'll put you right back in. 661 on. Be heard. That way, before we bring y'all in there, we about to get right. I hope y'all ready for this. See, the reason why everybody dumbed down by now, they've been spraying us for how many years now? How many years they took to get us this done? Where you can have a subpoena for Facebook telling you that they watching you. You can have a subpoena for Twitter telling you that they giving you over the algorithms. You can have a subpoena for every social media out there saying that we put together a program to keep you in our sphere of power. And yet, that don't even make sense to some of y'all. So you got to ask a question today. Did the chemtrails, which is the first part of the climate war, do something to your brain? You better ask yourself that question. Because you can't tell me. That's why I tell everybody, don't give me no bullshit about where you live. Is the plane go over your airspace? If it goes over your airspace, and you watch chemtrails for almost 5, 6, 7, 8 years going over your head and not thinking it ain't going to affect you somewhere down the line, it has dumbed many of us down to the point where you could care less about your rights, your religion, your mores, your shores. Nothing makes any sense to you right now, especially if you can go on a media that's been subpoenaed by your government saying that we use algorithms to keep you in control. Now, what kind of fool would do that? So you should, see, people get mad at me talking about, oh, you call me a fool. I didn't call you a fool. The Bible calls you a fool. It says, oh, ye fools. I'm just using your own book that many of you have been reading for the most of your adult life and most of your life and cannot still comprehend it. You are a fool, plain and simple. I was a fool once. So I realized that ain't the words being meant literally. Now, we're going to get deep today. I hope y'all ready for this. Because if you're not, this ain't the program for you. You should go to dumb shows and then get more dumber. Because you're not going to be dumb on this one. So get that in your head. This is about facts. We don't care what religion you are, what you was brought up in. We don't care your region. If you look up in the sky and see planes over your head with chemicals coming out and you ain't did nothing about it, you about as dumb as everybody else. Now, we about to speak about this shit. Now, I'm so glad people recognize this. Now, let me just say this. This is a war on your minds by the occult world. This is a occult program. We don't deal with foolishness. If you do not know how to put the occult world in your history and life, you are a fool, plain and simple. The Bible told you this. Oh, ye fools. I'm going to use their scriptures because that's where you're going at 12 o'clock probably. So, let's get it on. This is a man who made a book, a couple of made books. But this one here, see, I'm giving you the facts. So you don't have to blame me and say, oh, I didn't know. No, we're going to give it to you straight. Now, my call is just dropping. Let me get everything together here because I don't want no. Y'all hear, might hear the phone ring. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just making sure we got enough phone power in case they turn us off. They definitely can do. Okay, there we go. We go, we back. Now, this is how we gonna move. What's going on, everybody, is that the people in power, it ain't your politicians, those are puppets. The word P is in puppet, P is politician, PP is puppet. That's why they give you the PPP, because you puppets to go along with what they claim they're giving you, and then you play in the Pinocchio theory. That's it. Remember that song by Bootsy, Pinocchio theory? Yeah, all you like to do is hear lies. That's all you like to do is hear lies all day from your wife, from your children, from yourself. You know, Pinocchio theory. That's all it is, PP. Now, let's go even further with this. This is what the occult world is already deemed. Whether you like the occult world ain't my problem. I don't care if you like it or not. It's not the issue. The issue is facts. The fact is they got a occult world out there. It's called a chemical process of humanity through public psychodrama. This is going to be today's program. This is what the climate wars come. See, you go into a psychodrama every time they spray over you. That's why you wonder why we crazy. then connect that to high definition, high impulse weapons, and then high impulse weapons that you carry every day, and you got the nerve to have people get mad because the phone is a weapon, and when you tell them because you don't want the phone on you all the time, and you don't want the phone really in your disposal, because that phone ain't like a landline. See, a landline got a transmission. I hope you're listening, Brother West, because I'm bringing you in. Landline got a transmission. It's concealed by, you know, rubber wires and stuff. You know, it's got some type of consolidation, you know, to make, you know, to make it where it's the magnetic pulse or the energy ain't coming out the wires. But not this. The phone ain't got that. The phone is a subliminal transmission. I mean, you can't even see the line because it's subliminally in the air. And that goes along with your scriptures that you never understood, the prince of the power of the air. Who has the prince, who has the power of the air is the one who has power over you. Plain and simple. Ain't that hard to figure it out. I'm not even that bright. Now, according to this man called Shelby Donard, research of the occult, the primary objective for this, what they call this, medieval alchemist. Look at the word, y'all. Medieval alchemists and the secret societies, initiates that continue in their tradition was not to transmutate metal, but to transmutate of mankind. See, you thought it was about gold, but the scriptures told you in the symbolism, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Jesus is humanity. See, he represents, it's just a representation of humanity. It's not even a physical person, but you can believe whatever you want. But it represents something. See, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. I'd rather have humanity than silver and gold. But you have sold yourself for silver and gold. Now, the alchemist knows this. So they said, fuck silver and gold. We're going to transmutate human beings. Because I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. See, in the pursuit of gold, it was just a cover of a vast social program. So you thought they actually wanted gold. But you didn't read your Bible correctly. Didn't that song, didn't Kirk Franklin say, and I don't even like Kirk Franklin that much, but some songs I do like, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Wonder who taught him that. What occult teacher taught him that one. He didn't learn that by going to church, I know. Let's go with the process here. We're about to get deep. So hope y'all ready for this. Hope y'all ready for this because we ain't going to play with you today. Ain't time. Time is running out. It's like an hourglass. See, the Grim Reaper works with an hourglass. Those of you with universal conscious works with infinite mortality. That means you can't kill mortality. You can control it, but can you kill it? That's going to be the question for the day. Now let's go further. The initiates would continue the tradition of the mutation, transmutation of metals. The pursuit of gold was just a cover for a vast social program. Ain't that what you get now? Vast. So everybody that's claiming to love you, we're here for the people, particularly women, who are the major vessels of gold and conductivity. Now, every program is geared toward the woman. Everyone. Ain't geared towards you, brothers. Or sister, or whatever you are today. I don't know what y'all, some of you want to be hermaphrodites. Sure you can. Because you were the originals, probably. That's where all this original stuff coming from. You know, the mortals. See, even making movies about the so-called mortals. Let's go even further. In the pursuit of the vast social programs include the abolition of monarchy, the annihilation of the church. I told you this last week. Didn't we give you the charts showing you that Christendom is under attack? But I wonder what group. Could it be the Islam? Ain't that the Great War that they created for you? Yeah, it could be. Let's keep it going. Then goes on to say, after the annihilation of the church and the reconstruction of the world according not to natural law, but to the will of man. Now, isn't that what Jay-Z and them were? Now, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That sounds like some Aleister Crowley shit. See, that's why you know they're under the car world. That's why the rappers are being brought in, because they're under 430 hertz subliminal code. They are nothing more than puppets, every one of them. There's not one rapper today I have any respect for at this point in time. I listen to music all day because I'm a musician, plain and simple. But I do know the difference in demonic notes than harmonic notes. Big difference. And most of you love demonic notes. Anytime you got a man wearing an owl on his shirt, you know what I'm talking about. And then don't tell you that's coming from the Bohemian Grove. Was he there? You gotta wonder about this thing. Anybody who's telling you that Snoop Dogg could be on every commercial and with Martha Stewart ain't in the group? Really? And see, that's how dumb you are today to believe this foolishness. So we're going to get deep today. The dumb people must be weeded out, according to Henry Kissinger. And I'm almost on that level with them now. Like, do we really want a lot of dumb people? That's going to be the question of the day, too. Oh, boy, we're about to get deep. See, dumb people come in all colors. Don't fool yourself. They ain't all black, that's for sure. Okay, so let's get deep. I know a lot of people listening, but see, it's a lot of dumb people. They call them sheeps in your Bibles. And that's the mostly the masses. That's why your boy Jesus, humanity, cannot save the masses. But who's humanity? We're going to find out today, too. Let's get ready. Now, let's go where we're at. Destruction of natural law. To thy will be done. So next time you see Jay-Z with a shirt on, thy will be, should spit on his ass. But you won't do it because you love that shit. Now let's go first. Manly P. Hall, Freemason, occultist extraordinaire, who is in his book, The Adepts in the Western. You in the West, everybody over here. Everybody talking on this transmission today. You are part of the Western think tank. You are part of the Western cult. That's why Afrocentricism is a Western cult. It's not done by the Africans. The Africans don't care nothing about no Afrocentricism. Why would they? Because they show you they don't care once they get here. So that's a dumb group that's preaching this today. I should say, you got to physically spit on them. When I say spit on a person, I mean spit them in a cult world. Spit on them. Let them go to the dead. Not physically spit on them. I want you, he said spit on them. No, because some of you might be dumb on this line to go do it. I said spit on them. In your mind, spit on them. And meaning split from them. Okay? Get that in your head. Because physically, spitting on them only going to get you accosted. If they got bodyguards, most of them, you're going to get your ass whooped. So when I say split on them, mean leave them alone. All of them. Prayfully, but I know many of you are just gravitating toward foolishness, so it's not no reason I'm going to believe all you're going to do this. It's just that if you don't do it, you will reap the consequences, plain and simple. Once, this coming out of Manly P. Hall, the great occultist. Once the universe subliminally communication system used in Egypt, Babylon, and all of the Indian subcontinents and among the Aztecs, consisting of numbers of archetype words and symbols, which in our times are sometimes embedded in modern advertisement. Stop. Now, anybody don't know who Manly P. Hall is, better get your Google out. Look him up. Look what he said in the most profound book. And those of you who know how I'm talking about, I think their lodge is over at, it's in the Midwest. I forgot that we were going to go there, which I probably will go there. I'm going to start going. We're about to do all kinds of things that we used to do within the continent of the United States. But we're not leaving this continent right now. You can leave it. Feel free. Get vaccinated. We don't have a problem with that because your time is up for those who believe in this foolishness. Just look at the signs and symbols. That's in advertisement, just like Manly P. Hall said. He said that the archetypal words and symbols, which are times and sometimes embedded in modern advertising and in certain films and in music, Now, just come up. Now, if it ain't in music, now the biggest music genre outside of country music is rap. Now, what do you think the rappers have actually given us? Ain't gave you really shit. Those of you who are benefiting from whatever family members that is a rapper, if you're listening to us right now, that's fine. If he's able to give you a house, a car, whatever it is, that's material. You did not produce that. We're talking about production here. You are our consumers. Consumers are be able to be spit on because guess what? Once the dollar goes dead, what are you consuming? See, just because somebody is given power by the occult world, and you because he becomes a benefactor to them, not to you. Even though he might give you some things, I'm going to prove this with facts. You know damn well the NBA is controlled by China. They just gave all the jobs that was once in the United States to China. Now, who did this? LeBron James, a benefactor? Because didn't LeBron James go to China and made this big hoopla? See, y'all forget things, but we're going to bring it all to your memories today. See, when he went to China and said, the Houston Rockets should never have said that because it's messing with our money. Who? What you thought he was talking about? He messed up with my money. Now, you don't even know today. That's how dumb people are. You don't even know if he took the vaccine. You know how easy it is for let somebody lie? He might got what they call a get-out-of-jail-free pass at the Monopoly games that we should have been listening to as kids. That's the real game right there. You should, every one of you on this line, if you don't teach your kids Monopoly in a real contextual way, screw college. Just look at Monopoly. And Monopoly gives you the whole keys to life. Now, he got to get free out of jail card because we don't get to see their vaccine passports. You ain't see LeBron James vaccine passport. You ain't seen none of that. All you heard him say, me and my family did the research. But you know what? That's because China gave him a get out of jail pass. We need your ass to keep making money. Now, let me show you how this works. We just named the ancient groups. Egypt, Babylon, and the Indian subcontinent, and including and among the Aztecs. Now, that's already over here in the West. So that lets you know that they already know it's all universal. It's all universal. Then it goes on to say, it's in the movies. You know what's in the movies. But here's where the key is, everybody. Y'all about to get ready for this. See, the climate war had to come up with a system. Now, I'm going to give you the code. I'm going to give it to you free of charge. I already know. If I was to switch up my program and talk the way many of you want me to talk, I'd be rich. I can really sound good bashing the white man the way y'all want me to. I really could. I can make a killer. I'm learning from the best. I can make a killer from y'all just by saying what you want to hear. But see, I know you're on demonic herbs. You on 430. I'm not on 430. So I'm coming with something new. It's called Facts Matters. Now, let's go deeper. Here's the clue. Nobody gave it to you. This probably be the only program that you get this from. I guarantee it. I challenge anybody to tell you they're telling you what they. I'm telling you right now. Unless you are very astute and part of the adepts, then I'll know who you are. So be happy when I let the lines open to let us know who you are. Now, COVID, because it's part of the adepts. The key word is, spell the word backwards. Now, I know the L.A. Lakers. I'm not trying to make, but you heard this word before. The word COVID is Divac. Remember Divac from the Los Angeles Lakers? Where was he from? Okay, I ain't getting Divac. I'm giving you the name of where it comes from, Divac. Now, those of you out there, I see a bunch of y'all on Facebook earlier when I sent out the things, and all y'all talking about Yahshua and all this. Well, this is Hebrew talk. Let's see if you really know your Hebrew. Let's see if you really know it. Or just bullshit as usual. See, transcribed as Divac, COVID is the code word for Divac. It's a Hebrew word. See, you didn't know that. I'm sure you didn't. I could spell it for you. If you go to my page that we did the program on, I got the Hebrew letters up. Those of you on Facebook talking all this Hebrew shit, tell me what that means. Bet you couldn't. Come online. Tell me what you... Since you're Hebrew on Saturdays, fake Saturdays until Sunday. That's some fake shit y'all made up. Pretending like y'all believe in the Hebrew Israelite shit. Y'all don't believe in that, man. Y'all lying. Lying to yourself. Because if you did, you would know what you under. That's a Masonic inscription. that only certain people would know. Not that I'm that bright, but I seen how I figured it out. Interesting. But in Hebrew, COVID, spelled backwards as divak, means possession by evil spirits. Think I'm making that up? Look it up right now. I challenge y'all. Look it up. I wish I could get $1,000 for every one of y'all that when y'all find out I'm right. All you Hebrews out there, I seen today on Facebook to disgust me. Pretending like you speak Hebrew or even know it. A bunch of fakes. Because you're on the fake system. Because you're an algorithm. You're not even human. You're an algorithm. You only do it because you want to be seen and liked. Because you're not liked by yourself. To know thyself is to like thyself. But you need others to validate you. That means you are a divak, an evil spirit. On Facebook, Twitter, and everything else that's controlled by the order. So let's go there. We're about to get deep today. Yeah, I have no idea where this is going. But when it's finished, you're going to say, holy shit, Batman. Now, it's transcribed. Right there for you. I did it for you. We found it for you. You ain't got to do nothing but look it up, punch it in Google, and see that I'm right. In English, which is the bastard language, I don't know why y'all don't like English, because it's the witchcraft language. It is the craft language. So if you don't like it, it means you never studied it properly. That's all that's about. Come on, I don't like it. Well, really, how can you speak something you don't like, and yet everybody in the world wants to learn it? Show you. Ain't too bright. Whew, and I'm not even that bright. And I figured this out. Isn't that amazing? Now, let's keep it going. It means possession of the evil spirit. The English translation is debak. Means, in English, possession of the body of a living person until exorcised. That's why Christianity always has exorcism. Remember the movie The Exorcist? Remember the spirit came from Babylon. If you remember that. See, if you really know these things, they tell you in the movie, just like the man said, Manly P. Hall. See, Manly P. Hall told you. He said it. He said it. These groups from the ancients put a communication system together. Now, I'm going to get deep for y'all. See, the reason why a lot of people don't come on here, because facts matters. And when I challenge you with the facts, and you can't answer certain questions because you didn't go into that. So you only learn a Western philosophy. But when you can't learn, when you can't go beyond the West, see, it's also the East, North, and the South. That's why you get your news from. And see, because you don't want to mention that the people, well, you can't come on this program no more saying they. You say they, I'm going to cut you off. You know why? I need to know who they are. See, they ain't just no goddamn they. Tell me who they are, and we can get more into where we're going with this. But to say they means you don't even know yourself. That's a Western thought pattern. Brainwashed, just like the man said. They want to give you psychodrama, and you taking it just by them chemtrails you all these years, never did nothing about it, never said nothing about it, act like it don't exist, shows you they are working on you. Very good. But who's they? Who is they? I'm so sick of hearing who they is. Now, back in the day, when we used to bring all you Egyptologists on, and again, many of you still love today, no problem, but when I ask you who they are, that's where the problem comes in. Now, everybody should know this by now. In order to have what you see today, it comes from somewhere. It came from Akhenaten. When Akhenaten destroyed all the so-called temples to make the one temple, what you think they doing now? Ain't they destroying all the temples? All your old mores from Columbus to whatever day is now changed is what Akhenaten did, would do. I hardly believe in it. Yeah, sure. Because you never read Akhenaten probably, but you Afrocentric. Akhenaten destroyed all the high priest's temples. Got mad. You don't hear about that war because you don't study, because you want to hear that this is such a glorious place and that they did no wrong, because that's Babel talk, Babylon talk. And so being that you listening to all this, not realizing that, hey, if the man made one god when it was many gods, that means he had destroyed a lot of gods. Okay, y'all ready for this? I hope so. Now, it's even going to get deeper. Because Manly P. Hall gave you a prophecy of so many things that was going to take place. I said, let thy will be done. You see all your rappers wearing, let thy, that's Aleister Crowley, a high wicked, high wicked. Yet, no problem, no problem. You have no problem. You know, it's just fine because you're sheeps. And it's not like they are happy that you sheep because guess what? You're going to be led to the slaughter. What's the slaughter? See, in order for you to understand how you, don't they shoot animals with vaccinations? See, a real free being will only take the remedy that he is conduced to his DNA biology. So what you're getting is a slaughterhouse effect. Give everybody the same thing because they're all animals. Isn't that strange? Isn't that strange? They're all animals in the minds of these people. So if you're an animal, and look at the definition of animal. I'll challenge you to look it up, please. Please do it. It does not mean what you think it means. Now go to concordance. Start looking up these words. They don't mean what you think they mean. Because your mindset only learned so much. And so because they know you've been dead-brained for such a long time, all of us, including myself, you have to come out of this and admit that you've been brainwashed. First of all, that's a hard thing to do. For me, you don't want to admit you've been brainwashed anything. But yet Facebook proves you're brainwashed because you're on there daily as if it's your God. Wake up to it. You must have it. If I take it away, you might kill yourself. Isn't that strange? Your phone is God now. Somebody don't answer it, you go berserk. Think about that one. Back in the day where there was no phone, what would you do? You going to get a buggy and horse and find your man or woman? Nah, you wouldn't do that. You just have to go with the flow. But now they gave you witchcraft transmission, meaning that actually it was designed to do this. Keeps you always off balance, always wondering what somebody's doing other than what you're doing with yourself. See, this is why they put together such a profound movement to brainwash you. Us, I'm gonna put us. I want you to think, oh, he's leaving himself out. No, I admit my brainwashing. Today, I'm going to see if you admit yours by the end of this program. Because there's no way a group of people can be in America this long and be this dumbfounded that you've been here the longest. Can't be. You still talking about you came from Africa. How is that when it's been proven? And I'm going to prove it to you. I told you, I'm in the land of the crazy. And so if that's what's going on, that you've been brainwashed to death through climate war. Now, we're going to get deep into this climate war because you hear it all day long. You hear climate control, climate this, climate summit. And we warned you last week that the Vatican just met with Nancy Pelosi. Guess who Biden got to meet with next week? During Halloween. During Halloween, he got to beat the Pope. Ain't that interesting? But y'all don't see that because, see, you've been brainwashed by, who you been brainwashed by? I just don't know. Who do you think you've been brainwashed? Now, we're going to get deep. Are y'all ready for me? Yo, we got to play the first clip. And I got to play this for y'all because to get this program hot the way I know it need to be, to get this in perspective, the way I know it need to be, got to play this clip here. See, I told you a long time ago, one of the few people, I ain't say I was the only person, but I'll make this clear. I may not be the best, but I certainly not like all the rest. So we're going to make it clear to you this morning, you are up against. And if you don't know what America is by now, it's almost unheard of that you don't know what it is by now. Now, I meant to tell you this. The man said, Manly P. Hall said, And Shelby Donner said that they were alchemists. It's not about gold. It's not about silver. It's about humanity being transmutated. To what? You know what. And it's all about them using once a subliminal, universal subliminal communication system. That's what's deep about this, y'all. The key word to this whole program, I gave it to you, was a subliminal ancient. Let me put the word ancient in because I want y'all to get thinking, oh, this is no. A universal ancient. That means the whole world at any time all use this. And then when I told you that, I gave you the clue already. But universal communication system used by these greats. And guess what they turned it into? They called it a psychotronic weapon.
What I'd like to do is to get on with a subject that you've been most involved in since you've done all these things that we've been discussing, and that is psychotronics. I'd like to show you a video clip on Soviet psychotronics and ask for your comment, and we'll take off into that area.
Okay. But in the Soviet Union, a radio frequency, or RF device, has been used for over 30 years to manipulate the moods of mental patients. It's called a Lida machine. It radiates pulses of radio frequency energy, as well as light, sound, and heat. The pulse rate is in the extremely low frequency range, between 0 and 100 pulses per second. Dr. Ross Ady is the top researcher at the Veterans Administration Hospital in Loma Linda, California. He has been investigating the effects of the Lida machine.
Now, what do the Soviets use this machine for?
Well, they don't use it anymore. We should be very clear that this is a machine which is regarded by them as somewhat obsolete technology.
This scientist, who did not want his identity revealed, is employed by the U.S. government and has done secret RF weapons research. He believes that tests done with the Lida and similar machines prove that humans are susceptible to remote alterations of mood and awareness.
Certain kinds of weak electromagnetic signals work exactly like drugs. And so the promise is that anything you can do with drugs, you could do with the right electromagnetic signals. Apparently, there are specific sites involved, specific functions involved. It's a matter of matching up, just like it is with a pill or a drug, to cause and effect. You could have a cause and effect relationship between a magnetic field and a biological function.
This sound, which is received by shortwave radios in the United States, is generated by another Soviet radio frequency device. It is known as the woodpecker because of its tapping noise. It is broadcast by a number of high-powered radio transmitters operating deep in the Soviet Union since July 4, 1976. Though the official Defense Department explanation of the woodpecker is that it is an over-the-horizon radar designed to track U.S. missile launches, some scientists suspect that the woodpecker is designed to interfere with human brain function.
As far as I'm concerned, the potential that this has for producing a direct psychoactive effect upon the poor American population is there, has never been disproven.
Dr. Robert Becker is a pioneer in the field of bioeffects of electromagnetism.
The signal range within which the woodpecker operates is that which has been reported by many investigators to produce a tranquilizing effect upon animals.
We are just incredibly sensitive to these magnetic stimuli.
Dr. Bob Beck, a PhD in nuclear engineering, has done extensive research into electromagnetic effects on humans.
The signal is permeating power grids in the United States. It was being picked up by power lines, re-radiated. It was coming into the homes on the light circuits.
Well, it was a little unclear, but I knew two of the gentlemen on there, Bob Beck, and I think Becker was the other one. And basically, of course, they were talking about psychotronics. If I can translate in my words. Psychotronics is the... Let me pick these words very carefully. Is the long-range modification or manipulation of behavior by electronic, specifically radio means. In other words, you use electromagnetic energy, radio transmissions, to affect human behavior at a distance.
In other words, what you're doing is that you are merging radio engineering and parapsychology. This is what I think the Soviets can do. This is something which we have not in the West looked at too carefully. What I think the Soviets can do, and this I think was the intent of this film clip, let me summarize what they can do and then in more detail about one and two of these facets. One, they can manipulate behavior at a distance. For example, they could create a riot, which you couldn't stop, in this auditorium, right out of that transmitter. What they would do specifically is that the name of the transmitter is not the one I know. I know it as the Gomel transmitter. He called it the Woodpecker signal. But what they do, they broadcast the signal to create a riot. You broadcast 11 hertz, 11 cycles per second, beamed into this room. And it would, without you knowing, you would start to get uncomfortable, then upset, and then I presume start getting a little active, like throwing the plants around or breaking up chairs, things like that. You use specific, what are called radio frequency windows. 11 hertz will create that kind of behavior. Other frequencies, other windows will create other kinds of behavior. You can create a passive behavior. You can make people go to sleep. You can create narcotic effects. It has been used actually as an antidote, as a cure for narcotic addiction. You can make people alert. You can make them misconstrue, misunderstand things. Each has a specific, very precise frequency. We know what these frequencies are. We know the behavior modification that can be brought about. We know the Soviets are using it. Let me give you three examples.
Now, let me get the three examples. Then I'm going to put them even go talk.
That its employees are being zapped by what they call microwaves, that were really these transmissions, extremely low frequency transmissions. The ambassador, in fact, had heart problems as a result of it. And you can induce medical effects. You can induce heart attacks at a distance with certain frequencies. That's one example we know. The State Department then took the wrong approach. It's put screens on windows, but we know that copper and steel screening will not shield from alpha, extremely low frequency waves. There is another antidote, which we can get into later if you want. One, we know you can modify behavior through beaming radio waves on specific frequencies at a distance. We can do that.
How great a distance?
Now, I'm going to leave it right there. We had 7 minutes. Now, how do I know this is a fact? Because we just got a report maybe 2 years ago, even before COVID. It was called the Havana Syndrome, that some diplomats was in Cuba, where I've been, which is heavily under Russian control. And they was given a zap, and they become disoriented. They had to leave Cuba immediately. Now, you tell me, everybody, when I open the mics, is this fact or fiction? Because you listening to the Helios Biblical Hour. We don't talk bullshit. Everything is about fact. 3364, you on the mic. You always talk about it. You got to go first.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that, man. Okay, speaking of Facebook, man, hey, I put up the website of Geoengineering, man, by chemtrails, and I put their website on Facebook. Guess what Facebook said?
What?
They blocked me saying I'm using false information, man.
Wow.
Chemtrails. Yes, sir. I put the website with all the chemtrails up, geoengineering.com, that's disposing this shit. They say it's false information, bro.
Check that out.
Okay? Boy, these fucking guys, you know about they. All I know is Facebook calling me a damn lie, telling me I don't believe my lying eyes, and being I breathing that shit and start itching. And then I was with a woman a couple of years ago. We was under that shit. Next thing you know, she start arguing and flipping out on me, man. Okay, I mean, if she start arguing and getting mad and shit, I mean, Hey. We was at a park, man, up here. We was at a park, and then next thing I know, soon we got in the car and rolled off, she started arguing at me, man. They gave her a good whiff of that ooh-wee dust, man. And she knew about this shit, too, man, but it's this shit crazy, man. But, yeah, it's right on money with this woodpecker sound. It's sound and light, man. They can play a particular sound, and everybody go crazy. And want to buy all the damn toilet paper, buy all the chicken, and this shit crazy, man.
Right. You opened the Pandora's box. Thank you for that. Not only that, think about it. The man said riots. Then we get a movie by Samuel L. Jackson where he used a cell phone to make you want to kill your kids. Now, you don't tell me this man did this tape, this man who did this tape, y'all. This was done in the 70s. The 70s. Mm-hmm. Samuel Jackson wasn't even famous. Samuel Jackson wasn't even thought about. This man did a thing in Berkeley. Berkeley, California. Again, California. California. Oh, what a band. Thank you. That great band. A great band. I've been jamming all weekend. Now, let me ask you a question. You know this. Music. Now, I've got a report. Dude. Look how long you've been saying sound and light. You've been saying sound and light forever since I've known you. And the megahertz. Look at the rap music. Mm-hmm. Ain't no love in the rap music no more. Everything is, do this, that, get this out, the boo boo blah, blah. Ain't no more power. Somebody put that on Facebook there. I go on Facebook sometimes to see how y'all thought patterns. Boy, it's scary. But,
yes, sir.
Yeah, but it's a true statement right there. What you think about this music? And the hurts in the music. Go ahead. You always talk about it. Go ahead. I'm going to give you 2 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Ahead,
yes, sir. Well, I noticed that back in 1978, man, when they flipped the tone of music. It wasn't sounding right all of a sudden. Before then, we had love music. In the 50s, 60s, and probably the 70s, everybody was good, man, with music. Even white boys were good at music with that 528 hertz. Then in 1978, bro, I was on the dance floor at a club, man, and they put this one particular song on. By Houdini, Wiki, 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 Wiki. And all the women on the dance floor just turned their back to all the brothers and started backing that thing up, and they just turned their back. I say, what the fuck is going on, man? I mean, most old school cats like us, we dance with a woman. We want to look at her eyes and the front side. All the women turned their back, man. And I couldn't realize what the hell was going on to that song, that Wicked, Wicked, Wicked. This shit, I heard that song, man, it made me feel all uneasy, and I wasn't feeling right. So right then and there, I didn't know at that time that they had flipped the tone of music, man. And now fast forward to 1995, before the Million Man March, all this rap stuff was all country, you know, go to college, you know, Egypt, with the African sign, the pyramids, all positive shit. And then after the Million Man March, okay, that's when they flipped the tone of music. They took out Biggie and Tupac, and there go, their rapping shit went south, man. And they start calling black women bitches and hoes, and shoot niggas and dope and smoke and party, and everything went the other way, man.
Now hold on,
going on.
Hold on. You just named two pillars. You said Biggie and Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
Slide the Twin Towers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring down the Twin
Towers.
Sir. Okay, let's keep it going.
Sir.
Let me get some more people. We about to get. I told you today ain't gonna be no joke, y'all. I'm in the land of the crazy. 6661. You are the Helios.
What's up, brother? Great Donna, can you hear me?
Oh yeah, loud and clear. Go right ahead.
Well, oh man, it's like the brother said, it's a great day to be alive or above or however we want to put it. What we see now, you know, is remnants of the Operation Paperclip and a whole variety of areas, you know, where they had scientists, psychologists, they had all the great psychological minds of the ism thought. And, you know, I always talk about the ism. And what we see right now is this wokeism. And this wokeism is really serious now. And, you know, when I listen to that, the guy in that clip, where he was, the key word was over horizon weapon, right? Your boy Biden, he spoke of in his speech our over the horizon capabilities. I said, oh snap, right? Now the abilities of this rays to zap or whatever, we saw it before our eyes, even back to maybe Tiananmen Square, maybe even back further, and some other things that, you know, we even seen it in Seattle riots. We saw it even in the clip where when we watched that clip of George Floyd, it looked like he was under some stuff, and then the cop he looked like he got zapped, and he was looking like he was taking a picture, like his eyes was big and wide, and I was like, what? And so as we listen to that clip, it is the capability is there. And, you know, everybody is a unknowing or knowing actor. And like you said about Bron, you know, it's about commerce. This is the new Silk Road in the ism. And this is what we under, and it's going to get worse. So
now, like, now let me ask you, because you into a very profound craft. I say COVID spelled backwards divot. According to the Hebrew, it means possession by evil spirit. That is the word COVID spelled backwards, everybody. Look up divot. It means possession in the body. Is this what it says? Possession the body of a living person, possess the body of a living person until exercise. Now, y'all better look that up. What does exercise mean?
Yeah.
The reality of it. Now,
because
go ahead.
I'm gonna speak to it on maybe like an ancient level or an ancient African spiritual level, from what I've probably seen so far. And every day, nobody is no scholar, but you're constantly learning, and you will never ascend, but you always try to ascend.
Mm-hmm.
If what I'm saying you're always learning. You will never master anything. That's what I'm really saying.
Great. Mm-hmm. Great.
You know, it's vast. But what I'm saying is, when you get on that spiritual level, when they talk about the wings of Mayat, and you know, we talk about those scales, it's a balance between the archetypal spirits,
right, archetypes,
where you have the left and the right, and good and bad, and good and bad demons possess, and if certain people belong to a certain spirit, that's just their whole thing. The ones that have no remorse for life, they just have that evil, those belong in that section. That's what they do. So we may see it on a different level because, you know, as a lot of the intellectual minds on here, we talk about shapeshifters, and you understand. Mm-hmm. So we could go deep on that, but see, people don't like
to
hear that.
Oh, we going?
We deep.
Yeah,
you got to go deep, man.
That
checkerboard, it's good and bad, baby. It's good and bad.
Yeah. Let me ask y'all, I'm going to bring some more calls, and thank you for that. I'm going to mute yourself. I'll bring you back in when it's time. 3318. Welcome to the Helios.
Hey, man, great day to you there, brother. And listen, I'm going to stay the subject matter, like you say. So the radio frequency, even if I show minds, you know, my little ones, and I try to identify, we went straight to the FCC, and they were talking about the frequency, how they actually could be poisonous because of the radiation. And if you go back, and then I had to take them back to the radio era and the radio golden age of radio, anytime you deal with those type of frequencies, watch this, you ready? The radiation poison is like flu-like symptoms. Now, I don't want to go too deep. Yep. I don't want to go too deep because I know we got to do the right thing.
Y'all better go deep because we ain't got time. We better be like,
okay. So it's always been communication. And then if we think about it, remember now, they never miss an opportunity to continue to advance what we say the opportunity to keep ruling people. Well, who is they? I wish I knew. I'm just going to call them Private for now because we ain't got a name for them.
Right,
and in the meantime, the music programs, they were always in the schools. They cut them. I remember because I know you said you're drumming. I'm drumming a little bit with you, okay? So the music programs that were in the public school system, Reagan removed them. They
right.
knew something else was coming, I'm sure. But before that, even if you go to Detroit, like you introduced with some of with our sister, they had a great program in Detroit, you know, the orchestra, and they went from the jazz. I remember
right.
when they came over to my territory, they introduced Herbie Hancock and the synthesizer. So,
right.
whoa, the one-man band? Really? And if you look
right.
at those type of frequencies of what they were using a digital sound again. Because we rocked with, and I couldn't believe it, we was rocking with Herbie Hancock Chameleon. And I'm like, Dad, that's a long-ass disc for 15 minutes, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm like,
right.
what's that all about? But
right.
it was to get rid of that pure sound of the tones of the strings, which vibrate, but that synthesizer vibrates at a different type of a measurement. And like you're saying, you're counting the beat, pulse, race, the heart up, 145, you know, the rate, you know, is 150-ish, and then those individuals start, you know, augmenting their way of thinking, well, hey, they don't mind shooting the gun. It's, oh, shit, I just shot the gun. You don't understand what happened. So
right.
radio frequencies are heavy. Conclusion. The reason why the signal to place in a man is more valuable than silver or gold is because if I can hear what you're displaying through your tones, and I get the jump of how you think in communication, I win. The Anglo-Saxons always have been about that. Malcolm X only got knocked off because he sent a telegram to MLK after the bombing. We're going to send some people down there to help and assist you. And then what did they say? We ain't having that. They picked up the signal before he actually got there. So that's why he had to go. Think about it. They use this communication as the biggest and strongest weapon there is. If the European Union don't like nothing else, they want to be in charge of the signals. If they're in charge of the signals, they're good. That's what Gaddafi was getting ready to do, his own satellite, wants his own signals. Why are they upset with the Chinese? They got their own signals through laser. So all of this communication thing is very, very powerful, brother. And remember now, with the signals, I can control the weather.
Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. All is well.
Now,
man.
Let me
thank
ask
you for listening to me.
No. Let's go there. Don't go nowhere. We got to see. Now, I put the clip up. Those of you who watch the transmission of what we put as pictures on our slideshow, first picture for those of you who got the transmission of what we're going to do this morning was the budget for war. I said climate war. Told you the war. I showed you the budget of the country that we sitting in right now has the highest budget of over 22 countries. I mean big countries. Look it up. It's right there. I put there. That's they records. If they lying, we'll figure it out. But right now, for us to know, now I hope all y'all get this now. In order to keep this going, they need energy. That's why the alchemist said they must do a psychodrama on the masses to create the energy they need to promote this. Man, let's keep it going. We're about to get deeper. But y'all ready for this? Let me go to 8079. 8079, bring it.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
You got it, bro.
It's interesting that you're talking about the woodpecker. They just did that in D.C. with experimenting on some people in District of Columbia about, I don't think, 9 months ago, maybe a year. They talked about it briefly. But also when COVID-19 first started, you had people on the Internet talking about the frequency of the 5G, that was really affecting people in size. And when you look at it, when you play that woodpecker, a thing it talked about the frequency. So are they
right.
just blaming it on Russia, or the U.S. is just using Russia as a scapegoat, knowing that they got this type of knowledge because they've been using it left and right, even with the cell phone towers, man. You see young people just gather around there and just start fighting, man, out of nowhere, you know? So the bottom line is the frequencies are killing people, and I think it's related to COVID-19, which they debunked all that 5G situation when it come out. But if you go back and do the research, you see that when they cutting on 5G, that's when a lot of people were dying of this so-called COVID-19.
Yeah. And let me go. Hold on. Don't stay with me. Now, I'm just going to bring it to you. You've been listening to
Shout out to Brother Ray.
Yeah. Brother Ray and the towers.
This is what they were fighting.
I was here. Yep. Brother Way, I'm here in Miami. Brother Way, I was at a lot of Brother Ray's events, so just let that be known. He, at 7th Avenue, identified that the cell phone towers was first put in the black neighborhood here in Miami. That's a fact.
You're right.
That's a fact. Now, Rasul, those of you know Rasul, this is for those who know the 305. Rasul had a clothing store. He was very up to date. All the players was there. All the big time Max, everybody who wanted to look good for any event would go get an outfit from Rasul. That's a fact. Now, for him to put the cell phone towers right, Rasul was activist. He's dead now. The real Rasul is dead. But he was an activist. He was in the temple. He used to go to the yacht. Just so y'all don't know, let me get this so y'all understand this. Everybody in Liberty City will go to Yahweh, then Yahweh. That's a fact. That's a fact. Ain't no playing no games with this one. Now, whether you don't like him or not, I don't care because you wasn't in it. You have to be in it to know it. And so, yes, there was criminality in everything. Good and evil exist in every. I told you this a long time ago. If you think good and evil ain't together, when you marry that fine wine or you marry that big-ass dick you want to always be with, it's good and evil in that big dick and that good pussy. I'm gonna see. We talk real here. We talk deep. I ain't scared to talk deep because it ain't no time to play no more. Now, if the deep pussy and a big dick is good for you at that time, can it get bad? I think you need to watch some TV to know it can't get bad. So, same thing, everything. Now, let's get beyond that and let's go to the reality of this. When you got people who show you good first, and you don't help it first, it goes to evil. See, you don't get this. I know y'all don't. See, if you watch evil supersedes, then you evil. See, if you were to be evil, how you be evil, everybody? Let me get some calls on this line. How can you be evil and you don't even give your energy? What's your energy? It ain't money. It ain't silver and gold. It's you. See, Bill Gates and them knew that you will go to evil. I'm about to get deep on this one. Because Brother West, thank you for always doing your thing. You gave us the patents a long time ago. Now anybody who ain't listening today for the first time in this program, I look at trading, audit. I'm scared of everything. I don't lost money and all kind of shit, but I ain't gonna stop because my body still got energy. So if I got energy to get money, I'm gonna keep doing it. I ain't listening to nobody no more. Because if you tell me you for my good, but you show me evil, how can you be for my good? See, this is what we got to come to get to grips with. See, all the learning I learned, I'm bringing it to y'all free of charge. See, I used to have to pay, I used to give whole paychecks. See, none of y'all ever gave a whole paycheck to a call. But I did. For years. Whole paycheck. Signed a fucking paycheck with my name on it. Here you go. Now, if you ain't done that one, you ain't been initiated yet, really. See, I'm going to be deep with you. See, real initiation is like a call. See, you're either going to give your body up, some form of fashion, with energy, meaning working for this motherfucker, or you're going to have sex with this motherfucker. Many of you women choose sex because you know that's the power. See, the women make these men. I'm about to get deep today. Y'all ain't going to play with me no more. I ain't playing with none of y'all today. I'm in the land of crazy. Now, if you think you're going to tell me that the pussy ain't ruling, you got to be crazy. Like the horse. Now, if you think I'm supposed to listen to somebody going to tell me something that history and facts prove to be, who was Madam Harry? Madam Harry was a secret spy. Who was Harriet Tubman? How the fuck Harriet Tubman asked able to go up through the North and the South as a woman? Think about that one, y'all. I'm about to get deep with y'all. How can Queen T control men? How the pharaohs that y'all heard last week, I play ISIS. That's the song they played. Of all the cult world, played ISIS. The whole cult world was in Egypt when they played that song. Many of you don't even know the song. Those you do, you blessed because you looked it up. You knew it was a rulership of a cult. Now, how the fuck they play ISIS as the queen of heaven? Ain't that the Virgin Mary? Look at the first word, virgin. I mean, she don't need dick. Now, we about to get deep. Y'all ready for me? Are you ready for me today? Because I ain't playing with y'all no more. See, people who play love games. And games is for children.
We have a golden opportunity to seize something good from this crisis. Its unprecedented shockwaves may well make people more receptive to big visions of change. A global crisis like pandemics and climate change know no borders and highlight just how interdependent we are as one people sharing one planet. Over the past month or so, despite the ongoing crisis, I've been encouraged to see the growing calls for a green recovery. We need only look to the United Nations Secretary General, to the IMF, the EU, the Petersburg Climate Dialogue, the Canadian government, the COP26 universities network, and business leaders around the world to see this. And as we move from rescue to recovery, therefore, we have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play. Everything I have tried to do and urge over the past 50 years has been done with our children and grandchildren in mind. So I can only encourage us all to think big and act now.
Did you hear the groups he named? See, that's how you know how you read their call. So he named the groups for me. Let me look at them up. He said, what? The colleges? It's only 2 minutes. I want y'all to listen carefully to the groups that he named, and then I'm going to bring everybody back in. Do you hear the groups this man told you need to listen to in order to take part of this great movement that this group who can't stand your asses want you to believe they? I mean, come on. They put a black, when you see a black woman who has the matriarch is the mama. De Blasio knew this. He made sure. Now, see, y'all gonna get, when I get black on y'all asses at 12 o'clock, get ready, because this is the Helios.
We have a golden opportunity to seize something good from this crisis. Its unprecedented shockwaves may well make people more receptive to big visions of change. A global crisis like pandemics and climate change know no borders and highlight just how interdependent we are as one people sharing one planet. Over the past month or so, despite the ongoing crisis, I've been encouraged to see the growing calls for a green recovery. We need only look to the United Nations Secretary General, to the IMF, the EU, the Petersburg Climate Dialogue, the Canadian government, the COP26 universities network, and business leaders around the world to see this. And as we move from rescue to recovery, therefore, we have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play. Everything I have tried to do and urge over the past 50 years has been done with our children and grandchildren in mind. So I can only encourage us all to think big and act now.
Gave you all the clues. And guess who? What house he from, everybody? The House of Saxony. I don't even know what you're talking about. Okay, let's keep going. I'm going to hear from all y'all. Now, you ain't heard that. I'm going to chop it, bro.
Jump
it.
That's the whole kit and caboodle. No borders. Reset ourselves. And see, the Hegelian speak of it is when he talk about, like I say, if I'm a billionaire or a multimillionaire and I'm paying more taxes than you, then who's not paying their fair share? But see, this whole infrastructure tax bill is taxing us, not them. And when homeboys say we set ourselves and we got to keep our children and our grandchildren alive, he's saying we're going to tax the poor for trillions of dollars because this folk will take them into another economic age where their children and their children will always be set up because the taxation is going to be on us. With the new coinage.
Now you said the key word.
Dibon, can I say this? You said it right here. You said I rather have what?
Jesus.
And silver and gold, right? Now watch this. He said we should not miss a golden opportunity. And then Dibon, hold on now. If I could be in charge of the communication, because they're going to move the money through the communication now. Ain't no more paperback. Ain't no more debt. No more wood.
Right.
No more paper. Now we're going to the signals. We're going to be signaling them. And if they don't do right, pay up on the debt, we're going to make their heads explode. Oh, my God. I'm going too deep. I'm going to stop right there.
Now, y'all see the movie. Now, that's why I told people, I'm not that bright. Obviously, if you watch enough of what I just told you, Manly P. Hall, and I'm not even going to go there, but y'all know I'm going to the Rosicrucian Resort. I'm going to just let y'all know it's going to happen. And let me just say this. Anybody can put in this, and that's why I say you ain't got to go nowhere no more. All of your artifacts is right here in America. He gave you. See, y'all didn't listen to what he said. He said that the subterranean continents of the Aztecs. Once you go to the Aztecs, when I don't even know how I ain't that rich, and I gave all these clues to those of you out there. It's amazing to me.
You teach it, brother. You teach it. You teach it.
How is that? All I can say is the man said the subterranean. How much do you need to hear? But we're going to go further because we got 2 hours to go. So ain't no football because we're going to come on to Monday night. Y'all ready, Mafia? We about to get deep. I'm about to go into some shit. Let me take a quick commercial break because when I come back, now, we got a lot of people. I don't know where Brother D at. I was looking for Brother D today because I don't know where Brother D was. But, hey, he in the land of the T. I ain't going to give it. See, I'm giving clues. See, I'm losing symbols. You don't know what the land of the T is or the land of the crazy. It ain't my fault. Because I'm talking in clues today because guess what? It's all about Monopoly.
People get ready, have a train of coming. You don't need no you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealer's honking. Don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to join.
You will find out. I'm going to do a Halloween special out of the most bizarre, because see, Orlando and everything that's in Florida. See, Florida, I'm going to name all the places that y'all need to be thinking about that have no sales tax. Florida, Dakotas, Texas, Georgia is a good city. You can't. Why would you go to the West Coast, everybody? Think about it. Real estate, we about to get deep now. Y'all ready for real estate? Because y'all all your so-called Yahweh guy, all you huge head, wild head fans, the liars on Facebook, pretend to be Hebrews, pretend to believe this shit. You ain't did shit but took a picture on Facebook. You think I'm supposed to listen to you? You ain't doing this shit. You are fake. And you will pay. Won't be from me. I'm just telling you, you will pay. So you think the Batman shit is a joke. I know you think it. You're about to get into my Hollywood right now, y'all. Buddy. See, all you about to get it, all you fake-ass motherfuckers out there pretending that you've ever been initiated in anything, never been through nothing, never gave up nothing, never sacrificed nothing, but pretending to be part of something. Don't work like that. It don't work like that. Like this. What's that? Now, let me ask you a question. If you watch your kids get brainwashed by your school board in your own zip code and don't do nothing, what that make you? What that make you? I'm going to ask you all this. If you could watch your own grandchildren. You can watch your own grandchildren. Hold on. Before I'm about to bring everybody. Give me a minute to go crazy. I'm in the land of crazy. So if you think you could get away, you got your own offsprings going to the New World Order schools. Ain't got enough sense to homeschool. See, no one could talk against me because I did what I talked about. I ain't no fake nigga like most of y'all. See, they went to me teaching them. They clean mama who gave birth to them teaching them. Now, what you got your kids teaching by? We about to get deep. See, your offspring. See, I played that because Hitler said, give us your children. And now they're about to vaccinate your goddamn grandkids, your goddamn children, and you watching it like little bitches that are witches. I'm in Halloween spirit, man. I love Halloween. You have no idea. You have no idea how much I love it. Many of you watching Halloween, Jamie Lee Curtis came back. I heard people say, I called my own people. I'm watching the movie Halloween. I still got to watch it because I love Halloween. And Michael Myers is your ass. Psychotic. See, you don't really realize what they did to you. They gave you a psychotic. I just gave it to you all. They said the cult will give you a psychodrama Halloween. See, when The Purge came out, what did Universal, see, y'all ain't from here. Those of you want to realize that, you know, I've been to Disney World, Disneyland. I've been to every one of these parks. Every one of them. Every one of them. So I'm not making up shit. I don't even go sometimes unless they bring something I like. which is when they did the purge, I said, wow, the purge is out. I said, why would Disney man promote the purge? So you don't even know what they promote because you're not in my zip code. You're not in my region. I'm in region 4. You in your own region. Your own region don't have what we have. Your region got what you have. I'm giving you a news transmission of what we have so you can get an idea of what's going on in my region. And I'm asking all y'all who are regional correspondents, every one of you, because I got a bunch of zip codes. I got like about 8 zip codes out here from different nations, different states. Your code, I need to hear from y'all today. Halloween is coming. The Pope meets with Biden on the 29th. I told you this. Nancy Pelosi already met with him. You were under Pope Leo edict. Now, those of you always talking this shit, especially you over Fezzes, talking all this shit about, you know, the Fez got a little thing on it that you spin around, which makes 360 degrees. If you think I'm that stupid not to know what it means, you got to be crazy your goddamn self. If you think I don't know that you either playing us or you with us, which one are you? That George Bush said that, I think, which one? Crazy Bush, the son. He said, you either with us or against us. Which one you with us? Are you Moors out there? Which one you with us? What you see, if I told you that, I didn't need to go there because those of you who don't notice, your greatest heroes is in the Midwest. That was the last to fight the so-called white man that you claim is the Anglo-Saxon. But after I'm going to show y'all soon the pictures that I've seen, see, y'all don't like to deal with facts. I noticed that. So you're slaves, really. See, a slave can't handle the facts because, when you watch Get Out, when Get Out shows you the black folks that started hearing the facts about themselves, they started getting crazy. They started to come back to life. Like, yeah, I was a basketball star until I got to Get Out. Y'all motherfuckers better get ready to get out. You better get out. Mentally, because you in it. But you ain't in it to win it like y'all be lying to yourself. We in to win it. That's some bullshit. And quit believing that all y'all basketball, sports events that y'all believe that y'all won, but it was in, is the whole way of life. Sports is life. Don't get me wrong. But sports is control. If you don't know sports is control, you got to be crazy yourself. It's controlled by gambling. And who controls gambling, everybody?
Caesar.
Yeah, here's where it's going to get deep. Yeah, because I got y'all mics on. Jump in if y'all fit in. I leave y'all mics open. All I ask y'all to do is when y'all ready to talk, unmute yourself, say dry bones. I know you're ready to talk. That's all you need to hear. Now, that means you want to connect. See, I know the game. I ain't a genius because I ain't that bright. I already told you that. I can't be that bright. No, to be dealing with what I'm dealing with. Can't be that bright. But key to being of brightness, if my brightness over 33, is it 43? I'm about to get deep on y'all asses because y'all have no idea. No way you can tell when you initiate yourself into anything if you don't even know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to give you all before they take my transmission out. This is what I'm going to give you right now. This is not coming from me, everybody who's listening. This is coming from a rabbi. The Rabbi. The Abba. And you call yourself Abbas. Call me Abba.
Rabbi.
Really?
Rabbi.
Yeah. You really know what Abba means? No, you don't. Because you wouldn't let your kids go to crazy schools if you believed in the Rabbi. But you let them be controlled by idiots. Let me give you the clues right now. I ain't got time to play with y'all because you're under demonic spirits. It said the exorcist could only get them out of you. I mean, high priest could only get this shit out your ass. The commonest soul is the soul of Judaism. Hence, it follows that just as the Russian Revolution, the triumph of the communism with the triumph of Judaism, that is Rabbi Harry Watan from the book. Ain't from me. Don't blame me for this shit. a program for the Jews, and what did I just say? Humanity, page 143. I gave you the clues. How much more can I give you? 143 is 8, and I'm in October. I can't give you no more clues, because you are got to be stupid if you can't figure this out by now. I just gave you the clues. Rabbi Harry Watan, a program for Jews and humanity, page what? Would I just play that number? I got so many people who love numbers. Play that one for me and then give me a portion if you think I'm lying. 143 if you hit on that one. Give me a portion if you hit on that one. I'll just take 5%. Even though usury, see, that's how you know you don't believe in the Bible. You're liars. Because usury is against God. Ain't that true? What is usury? That means tax, interest. See, if you really, all you conservative niggers and niggeress pretend to be so-called ballers and hoes out there in the real world, where your whole money at? Who you giving your whole money to? You got to give it to a pimp, don't you? Who the pimp? It's called usury. Pimping is usury, everybody. Anybody that charges you interest because you fuck somebody and they want to cut, it's called usury. You know, I'm making this up? Prove it, I ain't making it up. If I was lying so much, I'd be scorned by many of you by now, but I'm not.
No, brother, you ain't lying, because if you look at Biden and at that yelling chick, they said they want to look at everybody's bank account that got six checking account that got $600 in it. They trying to pass the law with that. So that's that they can tax you at the end of the year, $600.
Right.
That means everybody gonna get taxed. If your job pay you this much and they see more than you're spending, your ass about to get taxed for real. So that's what you're talking about.
Got you. Everybody, the man lied to you. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that love from y'all right there. That's real love. He knew the facts matters. His brain hit the facts. Said, wait a minute, 600? First they want you to be 6 feet. I mean, are y'all getting this? It says 6 feet, then 6,000 years, and now $600. What the hell is wrong with y'all? You can't figure this out? Six. We about to get y'all, brother. I'm so happy today. Y'all think I'm yelling, but I'm really having a good time because we don't play till Monday night, so get ready. I'm going to show you what 666 is again. Now, how y'all cannot understand this is amazing to me. And I ain't talking to y'all on the connection, but your own family members. The man said $600. He could have put $700. He could have put $800. He could have put $1,000. The man said six, the same amount of feet that you got to stand for somebody who got the DVOC. I'm giving you the name, DVOC. I'm not called, it ain't COVID no more. If you listen to my program, it'd be called DVOC. DVOC. That's what it's called. DVOC.
So, drive on. So, drive on. I'm over here smiling, but listen, it's a great show, man. And we're not trying to come down on anybody. It's good entertainment. I appreciate you. But read between the lines, which is serendipity. So drive on, undercover, right? The craft was an assistance with the Protestants.
Yes.
As they broke away from the usury laws.
Yes.
So they set up governance and other people's resources. That's all I want to say. Fuck the word land.
Yes.
Now the craft is quiet. You're right. They ain't making no noise because they've been silent.
But another thing, how they split the craft up too now. And that's why when I think about the whole thing, you know, I look at on the media, and then you got this thing about irregular and versus irregular, and I'm like, what? Y'all debating over a so-called story that who put the divide in there? Where if all y'all really got together and come on one accord, who's not the same? But they split up with the regular versus regular. And I'm like, really?
But who silenced the craft and the Protestants? Who silenced them? Who told them their reign is over? the ones who don't like silver and gold, the ones that have a bigger notion in order to take over humanitarians, the ones that say we're going to keep raining another 400-500 if we can. Now, it don't mean it's going to work now, because this is all at the starting line. But the only individuals that can go on ahead, and I'm not trying to make us worse off than what we are the individuals who pay attention to this. Start governing yourselves, meaning regulate yourselves, measure yourselves. Don't just fall for the dumb shit. Don't take the charity, y'all. Don't take the charity.
Hold on, dude. You've been saying
charity.
You've been saying charity. Now take what you're saying. Now I'm not saying you're saying wrong, but ain't universal income charity?
Yes. Don't take it.
There you go.
Because it's gonna put you on limitations.
Hold on. Stay with me. I got you because
yes.
I know you've been saying it. You're a connection. Ain't no. Just you with the connection.
Yeah, but they always propaganda was always charity.
No, but I'm saying if my man been saying this for long, I've been hearing all y'all. I've been saying he been saying charity because that's a key word. Because in the cult world, always promotes charity. That's called what y'all? That's a hard word. Philanthropy. Philanthropy with that P. It's a hell of a word.
Yeah.
Philanthropy is charity. So they pretend.
Well,
is that
are the charity givers.
Charity givers, okay.
Philanthropy is the love of man. Philanthropist, philia, the lovers of man. They're giving you the charity. Don't take what you don't know. Don't eat. Don't sit. All right, put it like this. Don't sit at their table because you don't know what you're eating.
Oh.
You don't know what they're feeding you.
Okay, hold on, stop. That's a hell. Because you know what, you almost said a mouthful right there. Let me get some more calls. They jumping on this one. It's about y'all talking. The bones are connecting. 9927. Go ahead. 9927. Jump
in. Hey, I might sound a little tired because I am. But I just wanted to say, you know, everything y'all talking about is awesome as usual. You know, and it's the truth. As usual, it's always the truth. It has to be the truth and 100% nothing but the truth. But they're really doing us all in here. I'm sorry about how tired I'm really exhausted. But I just wanted to reference on how and this is off what you're talking about, but this really got me today when I seen that the Afghanistan that they let come over here for free. And along with their goats and their chickens.
And I'm talking.
Silver.
That's not our topic. Open borders. That's open borders. Go ahead. Keep going.
And money and put these motherfuckers in Buff State College where the student is paying thousands of dollars to live in a dorm and they get to live in there for free.
Mm.
For free.
Check that
ain't
out.
Paying
for
nothing.
Free.
Along with their pictures.
Now, nothing's free. Everybody knows nothing's free. So, you're
right.
Telling me Buff State College.
You know
somehow,
they paid something. You know
they got the stimulus money that they've all been talking about to keep this going. Everybody who, it's called PPP, y'all. I told you, it's called Puppet Pinocchio Theory. Now.
The PPE.
Pinocchio there, because anybody believe that something's free, ain't nothing on freaking earth
no.
free.
Well,
so,
of
so
course,
telling me, hold on.
Is getting incentives.
Right.
Still got
the
college students that's taking out loans and shit to pay for these dorms because they coming from other cities. But here they come in, like I said, with their gold, silver, chicken, goats. Lambs, whatever, over here in Buffalo, they running around free. We got roosters. I got a rooster over around the corner that hollers 24/7. Chickens running around free. I swear I was going to snatch one of them motherfuckers up.
Well, hold on.
Snatch me a chicken
up. Hold on. Let's have some fun with that one. Let me have some fun. Now, hold on. That's like they bringing farming into the city because think about what I'm saying. I'm going to give a good and evil.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Is that evil because or that good? Let me give you all a chance. If they able to grow their own food right on the damn area that you in
let
the
me
area.
Down to you. If
hold on,
I bring some chickens and goats Let's say I bring some chickens and goats.
Yeah,
man. And I started having them in my area. And I'm of color. And I was born in America,
okay,
in Buffalo, New York.
I'm going to
get fined out the ass. I'm going to be fined.
Let's go there. That lets you know that how dumb the black folks there are could be. If a black group, we got to be deep. We can't go no fake no more. I've been a deep.
No, I know.
If you go to that, the black community in Buffalo can watch a group have farm animals on their property right next door to you in the same municipality. Who fault is that thing?
The motherfuckers who are living, excuse me for cussing, for living there and say, hey, clean this shit up. Somebody should be putting in the, somebody should be going to the sheriff's department right now and say, hey, look, this what you going to let? You going to let them eat their pets? You going to let them have their pets over here?
Because I want y'all to go thinking that. I want to stop thinking that. Okay,
you
just
going in and out, Bones.
I might be going in. I can't say, hey, I'm in the internet. I ain't got no control. So if you can hear me, I hope you hear me. If you don't, I can't help that. Right now, all I'm going to say is this. If you telling me that Buffalo, and I've been there many times, can watch another group come in the community that they live in first, it'll be real. You live there first, and you're going to watch a group bringing farm animals in, and then you got a black chick running for mayor, and you ain't going there?
Yeah, Walton saying shit about it, but it's the other, another sister.
Okay. Oh,
her name
on.
Is Tanika Simmons.
I got to put everybody on point today because you ain't got much time. Because once they cut the food supply off, see, y'all don't get this. I don't think y'all getting this. Once I get the amnesty law at 12 o'clock, we almost there. If y'all don't see, don't y'all see the ships of the pirates hanging out in the sea? The people telling you, get ready for a dark winter. Your so-called president, many of you niggas voted for, was Biden. Y'all don't have to lie to me. I know you voted for him. If you think y'all faking, I know you did. Not you personally on this line. I'm talking about your family members. I'm talking about everybody you know that's what we call, y'all call yourself niggas. I ain't got no time to play. Even white
folks.
Yeah,
they voted for this shit.
Yeah, y'all
voted
for this shit. Y'all voted for the shit. Let's be real. Y'all voted for the shit. All right, motherfuckers tell me Kamala Harris is fine. Oh, so the bitch is fine, and she don't give a fuck about you.
He's looking like a man.
Hold on. Time out. We going to get deep today, baby. Hold on. I'm going with the deepness. I ain't got time to play. My livelihood is at stake. I don't care what y'all got to say. I live with facts. Facts said to me that we don't like... Y'all made jokes about your own republic. Now, I'm going to play while you're going to pay, but that's okay. Now, you're going to tell me you voted for a chick because she got a good-looking pussy? And you live with a pussy you can't live with? Before y'all, you can't even live with the pussy you live with, but you're going to vote for a good-looking pussy that you don't even know. Now, that's how you don't know you're crazy, too. Now, let's go crazy, even crazier. Let's go. I'm going to land the crazy. Now, if you're going to tell me, you're going to vote for some good-looking pussy who married a Jewish person. And I just told you the Jew said, and that word is Jewish, Hebrew, the possession, and she married the high priest of them. You don't even see him on TV. Don't you find that strange? You don't even see her husband on TV with her at all? Okay, let's even get
all day long.
I ain't got time to say what
Bush said, fool me. Bush said, fool me once, shame on me. Then Bush said, fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Obama should have taught us something. Stop being a sucker for a pretty face.
Right.
Obama should have showed us that.
Bro,
that was a sucker move. Obama opened up the health care, aka universal health.
There you go.
Now you got the Trump under Trump's watch undercover. They were experimenting with universal income.
Now
what everybody don't see is that universal religion get here.
No. I'm gonna get everybody because we're getting to the time of high noon. I want to make sure we got 19 minutes to high noon. I'm gonna go on that time. Now,
boom.
Sister, you from Buffalo? I'm from Buffalo. I watch Buffalo, love Buffalo, but I watch Buffalo go along with some bullshit that I can't even imagine. How the
hey,
fuck?
Bone.
Listen, they got a Bangladesh community now. I'm talking to my queen here, Queen Celine, you've been on the show a long time. You've been talking for a long time. You've been saying that. Now, you know Buffalo. You've been bringing Buffalo. Buffalo watch chemtrails, go over them, and act like it ain't going to affect them.
Oh my God. I tell people that shit. I tell them, look up.
Okay,
look at this shit right here, y'all. They spraying all kind of chemicals over us. We got radiation levels in parts of Buffalo, Chippewa, all over. We got everything. 5G towers in the black neighborhoods everywhere. We got it all. I'm saying, look at this
okay,
shit y'all they putting up.
I'm gonna give you your just due because my brother from Buffalo, always love him to death. All I'm saying is, we watch this, and we think. We don't watch Buffalo give all this accolades to bullshit and then won't talk about the real shit. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you all a question out there. Now, you've been around some very high-level information. Many of you in Buffalo that I talk with been around some of the highest. How can we watch the dumb people rule over us? That's what I'm going to ask y'all. Now, if somebody got their sound on, I'm about to cut you off. I'm not playing with nobody no more. See, because I look at everybody as the art of war. If you don't look at your own people as the art of war, that's your problem. I look at everybody as the art of war. What's your beneficial attack if you can't even keep yourself quiet on a goddamn radio show? I ain't got to play with you no more. You either listen or get the fuck off the radio. Plain and simple.
Hey, I agree, man. I agree with you, man. I'm muted, bro. So that ain't
yeah,
me,
I know. I know you are. Dude, I
hey,
know.
Hey, Bones, I'm good. I'm already muted.
I already know. If I got to hear your background from helping out people here, that means you're an enemy to the state. So you wouldn't listen to Will Smith. Listen to me then. Did you watch the movie Enemy of the State? Did you really watch it? You are the enemy of the state. Now, I gave many of you pamphlets for free. How many years ago, y'all? Those who know me in South Florida. Okay, those you niggas who've been watching me for years in South Florida who used to hate on me because I was doing shit that you ain't like because I kept saying facts matters. I don't give a fuck what you believe. Facts don't believe in fact. Facts believe in reality. If you could believe in Christianity, that's your business. But if it's not really Christianity and you ain't telling the Ethiopians helped you do it, I don't want to hear that shit. Because the Ethiopians, which my man, I hope Sean Caddy, where you at? Please. See, this is what happened with me. When you get hit in the head by the three ruffians, that's what I'm going to say to you right now, three ruffians, they hit you in the head, and you can't figure this out, it ain't my fault. I have no love if you can't figure this out. You can't figure this out after being on Facebook and giving your whole history to Facebook? You're a fool. Who can say
hey, whole life? They hitting everybody in the head now. They direct the energy weapons, man. That wood, pecker wood,
not,
they busting everybody in the head with that box gun. Everybody.
So, y'all, hold on. I already played it for y'all because you and Sister Fort Lauderdale and Mary Neal, all who died so far to do more than many of you done, died to do what they doing. Yeah. I'm going to give them credit. I ain't got time to go along with people no more. Now, I'm a free thinker. I'm not saying I can't die. You ain't never heard me say I can't die. I'm just like y'all. I'm like y'all in body form. But DNA and intellectual form, we ain't all the same. And I'm never going to believe we are the same because you know why I ain't going to believe we are the same? Because your blood types ain't the same. You got dragon blood, some of y'all, and some of y'all got the blood of demons. I'm going to show y'all that in a little while. Let's get one more call. Before we get even deeper. Y'all ready for Halloween? See, I'm bringing y'all into Halloween. 1300, you on the air?
Yeah, great show, my brother. Salute Drive On. Salute the family, the Helios Biblios family. Family, we right on point right now. Today, I want to give you a real quick article, Drive On, from RT News. U.S. Treasury Deputy Secretary warned unvaxxed Americans that shortages will continue until everyone is jabbed. Oh! So you can go look that up on you.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Hold on. Don't go nowhere, brother. I'm using you right now. Give me 3 minutes. 3 minutes with you.
Yes,
now,
sir.
You just read a report. That means that the COVID-19 bonds are predicated on America. Those bonds are predicated on America. Go with me with that one. What you think?
Oh, absolutely, bro. It's I mean, they're using it as I keep telling people, as an economic weapon, with medical apartheid as the divisive instrument of doing an economic hit on citizens. So you have to understand, family, what's the most common denominator of everything, that all the crazy shit you're hearing right now? You were part of it. That's the common denominator. So you're the victim. And if you don't stand up and create some type of self-sustainable mentality, you know, with the food and everything, because they'll starve you out. I mean, they tell you they ain't going to give you no more food, and you starving and your stomach growling. You'll go get that little squirt
in your
mouth real quick.
Hold on. Stay with me.
Can I say something right quick about
Hold on. Let me get him. I'll get you in a minute. Just let me get him. He's in the heartland of what we call the free state. Let me ask you, what's your food supply looking like up in the area?
Oh yeah, I stay stocked up, bro. I stay stocked up, fishing poles, you know.
No, not you.
Okay.
I want y'all to realize the report that we asking you for is not about, it's about your area. That's what I want, the 10 regions to tell me what they seeing, so everybody get a lot. Because if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you ain't got to announce to the world what you're doing, because you don't want them coming to your door. Because see, one thing about human beings, when they're hungry, they will kill your ass. So don't tell them what you got on this program at all. Tell me what your region grocery stores look like. What your region grocery stores look like?
Man, the shelves empty as a mug, man. They got a hashtag going around talking about empty shelf Joe. So they said this guy don't even know how to stock up the markets, man. He's economically ignorant, man.
Give me your gas. What's your gas range? What's the gas range you got? Gas.
I buy diesel, so we're about 380,
375, okay, 390. That's 385. Okay, stop right there. Do not leave. I'm going to ask all y'all to unmute yourself one at a time. I'm going to go to 227. Give me the gas range in your region. I'm going to start with New York. I got two New York on here. Give me your regions of gas range. He said, what's your gas rate for diesel? Orlando. Lake Wells.
$3.90 per gallon for diesel.
Is that diesel?
Yes, sir, for diesel. Diesel gas.
Okay,
you know what?
Diesel.
The diesel
okay.
gas.
Now,
everything
now
sits still.
Give me regular because I need it, because everybody don't get diesel. You got a truck.
Regular about 340.
Okay, 340. Okay, I'm gonna go down the line. We're gonna call the connection here. I'm gonna go down the line. Tell me, 3364. Give me regular first. What's your gas?
My gas is about $3 a chain, 302, 305,
okay,
something
that's,
like
that's,
that.
That's,
man,
okay.
It's crazy, man.
Okay,
hey,
that's good.
Drop on. Let me ask you a question. First before you go further. They showing all them ships, the cargo ships in California. What is it like in Florida, man? Y'all got a lot of cargo ships out there just sitting in the water.
No, no, because if it was with the Santas, you know they would have came after them. You know, don't you think if the the state they're using is the same state they cheating on? Anybody would vote for a governor who had a recall, and now he got ships on the thing. He with them. Now we ain't got that here in Florida, and we the shipping capital. We're closest to Africa than California, you dumb motherfuckers. Let me keep it going. Y'all about to make me mad up in here. Let me keep it going. I'm about to get upset because, see, we ain't got time to play no more. Let me go to 3318. What's your gas?
Yeah, man. So I can only measure the premium. $359 because I fuck with the premium.
Okay,
$359. But
I
don't
care what you drive. I don't care what you drive. But premium means you care about your engine. Let me go to 1879. What we got there? You care about your engine. That's all I'm gonna say. What you care? 1879. What's the gas? 880879. You still with us?
Yeah, the regular is 330. The premium is 364.
Okay. I already got you. Let me go to some more. Let me go to. I got New York. Another 7981. What's the gas?
Well, you said 330. 304. Is about 304. About 304. Where I go anyway,
yeah.
Buffalo.
Okay, 3 or 4. I'm going to bring you in because I know you just came in, so I appreciate that. Stay with me. Let me go to 507. I'm going to go to, when I come back to, for a comment, I'm going to 7981 first. Stick the line open. 554, and this is Miami. 5045. What's the gas?
Regular's pushing about 325 right now.
325. Okay, now, I'm going to tell y'all right there. Now, statistically, I'm gonna go to you two right there. I'm gonna go to 7981 and 5045. If you look at what the gas was when we had control, I'm just gonna do commerce, all right? Because the only reason I'm gonna do commerce is because right now we have amnesty law. This is the amnesty law part of the show, y'all. Amnesty law. We got 7 minutes before I go deeper. Amnesty law of the show is land and sea. Now the sea is holding your goods and services. Ain't that strange? The Holy See is the Vatican holding your good and services because they said that everybody must be vaccinated. Now, that's coming from the Vatican. Now, let's go even deeper. Now, y'all say gas prior to the Holy See being controlled before the election, your gas was never, you was able to pay. I heard on most reports, I get a lot of emails from everybody. Thank y'all for giving me. Your gas in some parts was under a dollar. I remember being in some parts, it was $1.99, it was $1.79 in some states. Our state was at it was a 201 last year when COVID was going crazy. COVID is done. COVID is air, and your gas is at almost $4 in some states, $5 in California. $5 in California, and New York State, where I've been, and I've traveled the whole state of Florida, of New York, it was almost $5, $4 in Rock, I won't tell you. It was $5 almost. Now you tell me, Buffalo is the place to be, y'all. If y'all live in New York State,
I'll tell
y'all Buffalo is the number one real estate investment capital in New York State. Everybody wants Buffalo. Everybody. And they got cash. How the hell black folks don't got cash? And these groups got cash. How was that? I want y'all to explain to me. Everybody's lying. Everybody. I'm going to ask every one of y'all in real estate because that's what Yahweh gave you land. Ain't that your Bible story? Ain't that your Bible story? I'll give you land. That's all he said, I'm going to give you extra life. You lying if he said that. Because facts don't say that. Facts say,
What was the article you said in Jet Magazine?
Hold on,
Jet Magazine, the article.
All the New York State, the
everybody's
best land
property.
Is in the.
Everybody's selling their property.
Everything
to the
is in 716, and I guarantee you, I know, because I do real estate. And 716 is the number one real estate in New York State.
Yes, it is.
Let's go. Let's get it going. I'm gonna hear from you first. Go ahead, you go, jump.
Yeah, thinking about the property, they call me every day. They offer me $150,000 for my property in the hood, in the ghetto.
Right.
Call me every day. They just got $90,000 for a house two doors down from me, and they needed $90,000 worth of work. They coming with cash. They buying everything up. But what I want to say is you sent me an article on What's Up app. I reposted it. MD, a doctor, PhD, talking about this fake pandemic. Man, they kicked me off. They said that it doesn't meet their community. They kicked me off.
Yes.
They kicked me off, man.
You talking like, about what? Dr. Brooks? His name is. So you know, I'm gonna give y'all a name because I'm assuming y'all see. Y'all send me this. I look it up. I look the person up to make sure we ain't lying because I hate lying. Lying is good for espionage. So I ain't gonna tell you what espionage means. You do look the own shit. But espionage, if a man could put something on in front of you seen it, brother, in front of a school board, say all what he said, it's for the record, and then they say what they tell you?
It don't fit their community standards. It's hate speech and it's a lie.
Ain't that true? Come on. That's deep. And you wanted to know. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to do it like this. When I talk about Facebook to all y'all, Facebook could be used as good and evil. Because I told you, I believe good and evil. And I'm staying with you. Don't go nowhere. I'm staying with you right now. Good and evil exists in everything. It's the degree of it. Now, I'm not saying Facebook is wicked, where you can't get nothing out. But I'm saying is it got a good and evil component. You learn, you see. Tell me what you think what that we should do. Because if they're coming out with subpoenas against Facebook, I got to now say, is Facebook an enemy to the state? What's your thought on that?
But they were in that group. They were amongst that group that the gentleman talked about in the clip.
Right.
When he mentioned the different news media outlets, that Crusade Communist News Network and ABC,
right.
It was a bureaucracy takeover. It was a plutocrat takeover, and this is what we've seen.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Now, brother, don't get me wrong. I'm glad you had that in there, but that gives him some fire. Now, what you think about this stuff? Because if the government is subpoenaing the man who made Facebook, saying that the whistleblower is saying that they got algorithms to make us want to join it. What's your thought on that? Because somehow the conscious community seems to think we should put all our business and all our livelihood on this something that the government said they control. How you think about that? All y'all, you first. Okay, let me get somebody. Let me go to 5045. You on the line. What you think about that, bro? Miami, you see a lot of people go into this. We give it all our, we doing a consent. They can't blame us. See, what's happening now is the government, if you don't know law, which I can't believe we don't know by this time, but consent means that we don't give a fuck. You can do whatever.
Well, it goes to show how deep they've penetrated into it. Their psyops and co-opting the narratives and misdirecting the people. You mentioned the conscious community, man. They have not built nothing for these type of times for the past 30 years.
50 years.
You know, nothing. They have not produced anything. So we need to now question who, how far, how deep the penetration has come where they can actually distract the narrative. The populace and change the narratives and the focus, because you're right. I mean, they all are pretty much fully invested in the system. They're economically, they're living off of this Facebook and YouTube, and they know through their own double speak, double talk that it all has been compromised. You know, and they all.
You give it all your information
absolutely.
On a compromised network. I'm trying to wake y'all up as quick as possible. They were round.
Wokeism.
Hold on. Go finish your point. I'm going to tell you why I'm scared for y'all. Go ahead. Go ahead, brother. Because you said to me, I don't know what's going on. Let me just say this. Many have wrote me, I'm only going by what y'all tell me. I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to play this commercial. When I come back from this commercial, boy, Mr. Baker. Sister Antoinette, Brother Eddie, Brother Eddie, I hope you're doing fine. Please call me. Let me know what's going on. All you out there who join this network, it's compromised because they know we're telling the truth. And that's why everything you put on, all y'all just said to me, what we go through, you are an enemy of the state. Don't you get it?
Welcome to O Ye Dry Bones Radio, the show that brings an esoteric, allegoric view of the past, present, and future events in history. Like most other popular talk radio shows, we do focus on hot topic of the day with particular focus on current politics and the economy. Wow, this is our 7th anniversary, so we are trying to make big things happen for our show. So we humbly ask for a donation. So please go to www.drybonesconnection.news to place your donation. Thanks for listening to the radio show who brings you fruits of knowledge regarding our history and the talk show where facts matter. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Join us on air on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with host Dry Bones and Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. with host Antoinette by calling 515-605-9343. To listen to our archive of previous shows, go to www.drybonesconnection.news.
Okay, let me get you on this. .news. Hey, and we take Cash App. If y'all want to give us Cash App, because technology is going digital, and your money is pretty much worthless right now. I know you. If I say, who is he to tell me my money is worthless? Just listen to Alan Payne. Just listen to any of the economists, Robert Sheik. I'm telling y'all, stop putting anything that is going to compromise your reality on these social medias because it's going straight to the FBI. I can't tell you no more. So let's get busy. The reason why this is happening, I'm going to take calls after this. The reason why this is going on, you got to be at the 1 o'clock hour. Football, for those of you in the mafia, you don't come on to tomorrow, so stay with me. I'm going to tell you why this happened. Oh, that's Prince. I don't want no Prince. Do I want Prince? No, I don't want Prince. Not now. Prince going crazy. I'm going to play this.
That was a lot of controversy.
Girl, you know the song, don't you? You have a controversy? He was right. And what's it in your Bible story say? I come to create a controversy, turning mother against daughter, father against son, everybody against everybody. Who made that up?
Check this out. They got a new movie out now, The Last Woman, because if something happens and wipes out all the women, and it's only one woman left on the planet.
So
now, how that's going to work out? So, you know, in my mind, I said, is that what they planning on doing, wiping out the women and replacing us with the ones that call themselves women
now?
Hold
on.
The trans.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Call themselves
I'm going to ask you a question because you know you went to it. I mean, you talk a lot on the internet. Let's go there. Let's go there for a minute. Give people a minute. I seen Sophia say she wants a child. Now, how can a robot have a child? This is a citizen out of Saudi Arabia. You sent me this. I'm going with what you sent me. She said she wants a child.
He do want a child.
Okay, you go ahead and explain that one to me.
I picture them putting a real baby inside an incubator, and they place it inside her. And so this way, they will have this mindset of this robot having a real child. Oh, they can do it. They already got children. They already make a synthetic baby, so might as well go
okay.
with the synthetic baby
so
and put it connected to
Hold
her
on.
Belly
That's
and
so deep.
Let her
That's
have
so
a real
what
child.
You said. That's so deep what you said. I know you're into science. I love you. Please love what you were saying. You said that they can put a synthetic baby in one of these robot, which is Sophia, everybody. Go look up Sophia. She's a citizen of Saudi Arabia who hate women. Ain't that strange? Okay.
And they
All
got
I'm
a
saying,
lot of robot dolls now for men and women. You don't even need
right.
a real man and woman anymore. They're making them so real now.
Now, I won't know this because
really
I'm not
interact
real.
With
now, I'm glad you said this because a lot of men are lonely. I'm going to tell you this. This is real talk. Here's what's coming up to women. Because of your biological makeup and you have all these menopause and you do all this shit that causes you to go through a frequency level change, which is because I try to tell y'all first, Lilith came back and said, I'm going to kill off the firstborn. See, it's not, it wasn't the Passover, it was Lilith. Y'all don't know this, but we'll do it on the Halloween show when I show you Lilith the Monster. Lilith the Monster is Lilith. Okay, so let's get deep. Here is the reason why the coronavirus, everybody, but my man just said, thank you, brother, Chris, that was so great love. He
so
said,
is Vlad ruling?
Who?
Vlad. Lilith Vlad.
Yeah, Lilith is ruling. Lilith is actually ISIS undercover, but I'm going to use Lilith because Lilith.
Well, it seems the coronavirus has touched just about everything. And here is an article I found interesting, sort of a niche in the insurance world, something called catastrophe bonds. And when these first came out, Warren Buffett railed against them because he thought that they were misnomers. And contrary to a typical bond, catastrophe bonds are more like an insurance. An investors put up money, and there's an interest rate component to these, so that you get what essentially seems like a coupon payment, but instead of a claim on an underlying asset, what these bonds' principal do is back an insurance that if certain triggers are met, the principal goes to cover those payments. So in the case of the coronavirus, if certain metrics by the World Health Organization are met, the World Bank will essentially be able to take this principle and apply it to the countries that are affected. There's certain restrictions on number of deaths per country, and they have to meet certain thresholds. And the article is essentially talking about how these thresholds would seem to be met but have not been met yet, and there's a question of whether the bar is set too high for them to pay out, and whether the payout is too late to help these countries that actually need it. So just an interesting intersection between what's happening in the world today with the coronavirus, the insurance industry, and Mr. Buffett. So have a great day, everybody, and thanks for watching.
Now, I'm going to say this before I send everybody back in. Get yourself ready. Be mic'd in. The man said they're waiting for a time frame. They're waiting for you. Just y'all just told me yourself. It's not me talking. Y'all the dry bones. Y'all said that the government told y'all that if you get a certain amount, they got to have everybody 100% before they get this cash out. So that means you. I'm going to tell you why America did it. When you in debt, everybody. This is just so simple. I'm not even that bright. If you are able to see your government is in default and they cannot pay their debts, they got to take out bonds. Bonds is a futuristic payment plan. I mean, if y'all study this shit, you don't know that bonds mean futures? That's why it's called futures. So they made a bunch of money by a futuristic investment, means that we're planning to play it off in the future if you just go along with me now. And so now they said, the coronavirus, if we can get everybody in America, so all the investors, including Biden, which is the CEO of Delaware, the corporate state, y'all didn't even look up who Biden was. That's how you know you ain't thinking at all. Biden's in Delaware. Delaware is the corporation of the pirates. That's where they first put the weather. That's where they get their source. Oh, George Washington traveled to Delaware. Y'all got to be crazy as hell if you don't know who he had with him. The black guy with him? Wasn't the black guy with him when he traveled to Delaware? Did you not see the picture? The black guy with a diadem was riding in the Delaware with him? Bro, this is crazy. Anyway.
He had to have him.
Now, thank you. Thank you, sister. I got y'all mics open. I don't take nobody out. I want y'all to be real.
Yeah, he had to have it so that he could communicate with the people that were already there. He had to have them to communicate with the original native of that land.
There you go.
What was Washington's title?
Okay, go ahead, brother. You next. Thank you so
much. What was Washington's title? Hey, bro, what was Washington's title?
District of Columbia.
No, his title.
Oh, the Great Hindi.
Yeah, the Great Hindi.
The Hindi. Now, I gave this out. I got this.
The 12th Hindi.
I got this information when I started going out and doing my correspondence research. I went to an area, and the Tea Party was in Florida. And at that time, Florida was is a free state. It's a pirate state, if you don't know this by now. But anyway, they told me, and when I went there, that there was a Masonic component, which I already had knew, but I didn't know the password. That's like Eyes Wide Shut. I don't know. I could know the password, but see, this is how dumb you could be. There's two passwords. I'm not going to give none of this to y'all at all, because I ain't getting no money from y'all to give y'all these passwords, and you're going to jeopardize my livelihood, because it ain't worth it. It's two passwords. First password, yeah, you can get into the door, but can you get into the upper chamber? And I'm never going to give you that, because you have to be worthy. Let's keep it going. We're about to get deeper here.
That wrong. Yes, sir, man. It's like I was following up with the goods and services. The mainstream media here in our country is not even reporting about the riots against what they call in the European countries as the Green Pass. If you don't have that QR code on your phone, the Green Pass, you cannot buy or sell goods, or you cannot be productive member of society. They're already basically attacking humanity all over the world right now. They're not even reporting. I'm talking about France, Greece, Italy,
Australia.
The UK, right? Australia. They're literally correct. And if these people can fight back, family, and protest with no weapon. A lot of these European countries don't allow the weaponry that we allow in America. So,
right.
I'm just putting
it's got to be a mindset
they doing on us, because, excuse my French, it's got to be, because, I mean, we won't even, I mean, even if you just fight back by protesting and, I mean, going on a strike against buying the goods, and tell them, hey, you're going to supply what we want. See, they blaming everything. This administration blaming everything on American citizens. Is your fault or is it Trump's fault?
Right.
You know?
Right.
They're not taking no accountability, so I digress.
There you go. Jump in. Somebody jump in, please. I don't want to talk about this.
No.
DeSalto in Florida,
I just want to speak on that, because they're going to come after him. And when they come after him, they're planning on taking out Florida, sinking it. So I just wanted to let you know that, because they plan on sinking Florida.
That's why I'm in other areas, other territories. I'm not naming where I'm at, but at all. I'm going to tell you this right straight up. You don't name something now. I'm going to tell you what they're going to do. I'm not saying they're going to do it. I'm going to tell you what I've seen through my research of facts. All you need is an earthquake, everybody, to hit a certain plate on the geographical map. That earthquake will produce a tsunami. Now, Florida, in my area, so you don't think I'm just naive to believe it can't happen. So I know some of y'all say, oh, no, Florida could go in the water, because I work with, I'm not going to tell you where I work at, but water is important. You're shitting. See, every y'all, I'm sorry, naive y'all. Don't you know you got to shit every day? Oh, you should shit every day. If you don't shit every day, or at least two times a day, you're a good shitter. If you shit one time a day, you got some fucking problems. You don't want to deal with it. But if you can't shit twice, I'm being real. I'm being real, because I work with this shit. I'm going to tell you what the hell goes, everybody. So you don't get it. Now, they don't found COVID in shit. I'm not going to blame where I'm at. I'm going to care if you don't know. People who know me know I'm telling the truth. Now, the shit is being turned into fertilizer. Because if you know anything about your shit, and you don't know, I know you don't know, because you ain't never been around this process, but luckily I have. They will turn your shit into a drying bed. Your shit would dry. It becomes what, everybody? You should know this by now if you went to high school. Fertilizer. If you're that dumb you can't remember what you learned in high school, you're pretty much dumb. I don't give a fuck if you sold enough drugs or got a good job because you was dumb to get it, and you were able to get a house because you dumb. That don't mean nothing to me. Because you got to get a house and a car, it makes you successful. You are a dumb motherfucker. It's called generational. It's called generational wealth. You ain't got no generational wealth. You only live for yourself. That's why people say, why
that's why the reason why we don't have generational wealth, because we have been conditioned to depend on a society to supply our every need. And
that's
so
right.
When you're set on that mentality, you don't know how to build and grow, and you're not
right.
You don't know what being proactive
right.
is when it comes to sustainable solutions for your people. Because like I say, family, y'all know, man, listen, the hurricane come through in some areas and knock everything out, man. People be scrambling. But when you grow your own food.
They don't know nothing about a hurricane.
Right.
Me and you know about hurricanes. Me and you know that.
Hey, boss.
If a hurricane comes, I'm just going. If a hurricane comes, I told you, I experienced three disasters in my lifetime that I didn't even know I experienced. First was the blizzard of 77. I had no idea what a blizzard was until we had fun in the blizzard, and I found out that my parents couldn't go to work.
Okay.
Thank you, sister. Thank y'all. Now, y'all don't understand. See, I can't understand y'all who've been through these disasters don't realize a disaster. All you need is one natural disaster. Now, I'm going to take some calls because I don't want to talk too much because we're going long. Now, I'm going to tell you, at 1 o'clock, it's over. So y'all stay on with me. Cause we don't play the tomorrow, so you ain't gotta worry about me. So so I know NFL, I'm gonna tell you something about the NFL, before I bring more calls in. I talk about the NFL because you know what? Black folks will never become millionaires without their physical component. They took the physical component of our black people, which is dynamic.
The mental.
And it's physical and mental, yeah. But the physical, the dimension of football and all these sports, our people are very much what? Now, because Dante Wilder lost to the Gypsy King, I think y'all should look up the Gypsy King. And then look up the Gypsy King. He wasn't a racist. I love the Gypsy King. You know why? He took Emmanuel Stewart from Detroit, the king of Detroit boxing. The king, and said, I'm going to move the king of the blacks. See, the gypsy was the blacks, but y'all so stupid. And you believe, you think a white man did not know that he took a black trainer to train him to get to the stats to be another black? Who would know how to be the black but another black? I'm just use black because that's all y'all know. Who could do it? But alchemy. It's called alchemy. You think alchemy is gold and silver, but I'd rather have Jesus than silver, than gold. Let's get deep. We're about to go deep because they're going to cut us off on the left. Those who stay on the internet, if you stay on past 1 o'clock, I'm going to give you what I've received because the climate change war was given to me on my windshield. And they must have done this with a car. I don't know. Ain't nobody had this on their car but me. When I looked at it, I said, why did she have my car? I looked it up, and I'm only going to talk about it at 1 o'clock. If you go on by 1 o'clock, I don't even give a damn because the facts matters. Let's keep it going. How can the Gypsy King...
I want to iterate on that fertilizer.
Go ahead.
So right now, they're getting ready to, the scientists, is take the fertilizer with the gene therapy, the mRNA, well, we know it's gene therapy, to mix with the fertilizer to grow it with tomatoes. We got they probably already got it in the stores now. The lettuce, it's some other foods. I think corn, and I have it.
Corn
I got the
good.
Article.
Corn
and,
good.
But they're putting they're going to grow the mRNA. Or rather, the real name is the bio nanotechnology 162B2. So the so they're gonna they're synthesizing this right now, and
go,
they're gonna it's
Thank
probably
you.
In our market with all this.
Oh, hold on. The key word you said.
Food.
I'm gonna bring some more calls, but let's go with the key word you just said. Let's go with the key word you just said. I don't know if you said, no, you said.
Isn't that Soylent Green?
You said synthesize. You said synthesize Soylent Green. Let me get some more calls. Let me get some more calls because I know the time going to go out. I ain't going to be a talk. I got some more clips on the play before we go out. Let me go to 7. Let me go to 6941. Thank you. 6941. I hear you, but are you on the line? 6941. 6941. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go. I hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I hear you already. Keep going.
Okay. I just wanted to comment on the Biden administration.
Go right here.
What I think is going on with the his actual position in power. In the Book of Enoch, it talks about the time is getting closer when most people think the Messiah is coming back. But Enoch is, I think, is the Jesus figure mentioned in the Bible. And he says that the king knows when their time is shortened, when he comes, when the final judgment, and then they talk about the revelations in the Bible of the last days. When they, you know, when they know that their time is getting closer. And I think that the extraterrestrials who are controlling our world are the ones that know, are the kings mentioned in Enoch, because they are ruling the kings. And for our economy and our country and our freedoms to be taken away in such a short period of time, 9 months, and now that we're facing, you know, food shortage, not because there's no food, it's because of the policies that Biden decided to, you know, keep people from working because of the vaccine, the essential and non-essentials. And that caused the backlog of all the food shortage that's in California. I guess that must be our main port of bringing
that's
in our good.
No, time out. That's the main port from Asia, not the main port. We got Louisiana, Texas, Florida are the main ports to the East Coast. That's to the West Coast. They're trying to act like the East Coast is dead. That's because, I'm going to say this clearly, when shall the Son of Man be? As lightning shineth what? And you don't know that. So if you don't know that, what I just said, lightning shineth from the what? And that's what I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, my man, also you got a port of Savannah, man. Savannah, a lot of shit come through, too. That's why they dig that damn... place deeper, man. So more cargo.
Right. I mean,
Savannah,
all four cities, Savannah, Georgia. Anybody on a seaport, which means the ocean port, and they can bring it to your port. I'm just saying that Florida, Louisiana, Texas, California are your port, because I'm giving you what I say is the seaports, which is the Gulf of Mexico, is for those of you getting it from the Panhandle. And those you're getting from my side of town is coming from that East Coast. So the East Coast, and then what you say, Philly got coast. All of New York got ports. But I'm saying the port that got a lot from China, and that's, I'm going to give you the clue. I don't know how I agree. The port that's getting the most prestigious problem is China. They do it on purpose. They trying to show you that your goods and services come from China. But if you don't know that goods and services come from China because you're so busy not worrying about what Trump did, because I'm going to be honest, we got to get deep now. Just I'm going to bring you back in. I'm going to give you 2 more minutes. So get ready. I have to make this point. See, y'all don't know about shipping, obviously. If you knew about shipping, you wouldn't even be talking about this shit because you'd be saying, wait a minute. We got open borders? What country got open borders? Name me one. You can't. So you should give me $1,000 because you can't even do that. Now, let's go to where the ships are going. California. Who listens to California? They got $5 gas. You want to go to California, all your niggas listen to me? Go to California right now and see you go back to your own cities. Okay, so that's done deal. Done deal. You got to prove that point. You ain't going there. Now, because you see Stephen A. Smith, who is a fucking crone for ESPN, he hates people who took vaccines. Don Lemon, for all you no good niggas who love CNN. Yeah, here's a nigga who kissing white men on New Year's Eve, and you okay with that, but you conservative. How do you believe these niggas that tell you this shit? You better understand what the wheat and tear of your Bible story mean. Ain't got nothing to do with it. Well, we got to get deep. Now, sister, I'm going to bring you back in. So I want to make
my
point.
Okay, yeah. So basically.
I'm just trying to make my point where people who listen to all this dumb shit that we claim we believe in, but then reality shows that you don't even know what you believe. You just believe because you heard on the news or your Facebook page that you're on all day. Go ahead, finish.
Okay, so basically what you're saying that the because only port that we see on the news is in California.
Right.
So are you saying the other ports are being
now, if the news was true, I'm gonna put you in the hot seat right now. If the news was true as it's fake news, why are you showing only California, who's a Democratic stronghold, who's the number one port from China in the Asian world? Not from my world. My world on the side. I got Africa, Europe, and these other nations on my side of town. This side of town only can get Asian goods. So did we sell ourselves to Asians by your analogy, what you just said? Seems like that port is the port that shows China got power. What's your analogy on that?
That's a good point, Blackbone.
Well, NAFTA gave them the power. You know, back in 1992 when we, you know, gave away all of our manufacturing jobs mm-hmm. to China. But for China to be so tied in with the Democratic Party, it would seem very obvious when we see that they're not allowing their products to come into.
Okay. Your voice is sounding real because, again, I know people say, oh, but see, we're trying to show where.
Hey,
go ahead, make a point. Go ahead, I'm jumping in. I'm going to let y'all talk. I'm going to get y'all in for 1 o'clock.
Y'all forgot in 1970 something that Nixon went over there and gave all that shit to China, okay?
That's right.
In 1970
That's right.
something, okay?
That's
so
right.
Fuck 1992. It was in 1978 with those tricky
That's
things
called,
Nixon
and
done
what
that
it's called is friendly. It was called friendly nation status. Now, we didn't know what that
yeah.
means because in 72, I'm a kid in 72. All I could do is drink the milk of high school. What you going to say?
But can we also question, along with what everybody else has said and everybody else is correct, I'm not saying that it's not correct, but can we also add to that as far as those Asians that were put in the concentration camps when they were thought to be spies, and then they set them up, and they also migrated to that San Francisco area, and that was the Asian, the dragon capital, San Francisco, Nevada, Cali Gold, all that. And who's the queen? Who's the queen over that? Who's the wicked witch of the West?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to say this because y'all making so much good. Thank y'all for joining us this morning. Appreciate y'all on this program. Antoinette on Wednesday nights. Brother Eddie, I hope you're with us. Please call me. I hope you're going to. I hope everything good. Brother D, I'm looking for you. Hey, Mr. Buzzy, Buzzy, be out that five on us. But let me just say this: the number one problem today is everybody. It's not. I'm not that bright to figure out. It's just y'all figured it out already. If the Bible tells you, and I'm not a Bible thumper, you know, all I'm saying is to make Sonic Code Book. It's called Basic. The Bible means Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. A rapper brought that out, and you ain't heard from that rapper no more. That's what I'm going to say. That was a song by a rapper. Ain't never been had another hit no more. Okay, now, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth means that they're trying to warn you. The number one group that's hated in the Bible, the number one group that's hated in the Bible is this group right here. And then we're going to come back and tell me how you can believe in Crump and all this shit. Ooh, they took that. I'm going to tell you right now. Anthony, only know this. I had a thing called the BAR, the British Accredited Registry. And I went to go play it. I got it right here on my clue. And it would not play. You know what Blog Talk, which is the number one? See, I have no control because I have no one to give me alternative, except Brother Thomas, you did. I don't know what I got to do to get to it yet. I got to figure it out because you're so busy working through life and everything else. But they won't let me play the BAR. I got the BAR called the British. If all you are lawyers, you think I'm that stupid. The BAR is the British Accredited Registry. Just look that up. But that won't be played on. I can't play it on Blog Talk. Blog Talk is an agency. I can see that now. I never was a proponent because it was the only reason I used Blog Talk was easy. But let me just say this. We really don't have much more until we wake up quickly. If they can cut me off from playing the BAR that's been on this, I never deleted it. The BAR, again, is the British Accredited Registry. Any lawyer think I'm lying. The lawyers are the devious, most demonic force in legal legality. Anybody, if you tell your kid to be a lawyer, you demonic. Why would you want your person to be a lawyer because you thought it means law? It does not mean law. It means amity law. You dumbass bastards. Let me go faster. I ain't got time to play because I know we in danger. 101. See, I know we in danger. Many of you don't even know. You can play after it's over, watch football all day. Once football is over with, you still got your own life that you got to go to work and get a check with DVOC. Your demonic spirit that they want to ingest. Let me play somebody who's from that area of the Slavic slaves. Ain't no black person with a slave, you damn ass dummies.
During those years when I was a communist, unfortunately, I was the kind of person who was moved and impelled into the communist movement because I believed that they were interested in improving conditions of the working class. Having been a Christian, I had the residue of the Christian desire to improve conditions, to help my fellow man. But I had lost the key as to how you do it, because there's a right way of doing it and a wrong way of doing it. And what the communists are doing all over the world today is they are appealing Christian consciences to the conscience of those who are believing in spiritual life. They're appealing to those consciences, and then they're pointing out the evils which exist and say, look, it's because of Christianity, it's because of the spiritual life that these things exist. What you need is a scientific approach towards this, and we'll give it to you. In other words, they besmirch those things which make us strong. And so in 1932, when I became a communist, I could see only the evils which existed. I saw the lines of people who were poor. I saw the lines of people who were on the red lines because of the Depression. I lived through the Depression. I was a young woman through the Depression. My heart was big. But my head, unfortunately, was not well trained. And I failed to understand the evils which I was associating myself with. There are two phases of life the communists always take over. One is the control over money.
and two is the control over words, language. They are fast taking over all of the nice words, all the nice language of the Christian world. And they are taking them to themselves and giving them new connotations. So that when they talk to the world, they are saying one thing, which is understood by their followers. But to our ears, it sounds like the things which we should be saying. In 1944, there was a national convention of the Communist Party, which I was elected to the National Committee openly in Madison Square Garden. During that convention, there were many people who came from all over the United States. One of the social events that I attended was a dinner given by Alexander Trachtenberg, who is an old socialist, graduate of Yale, an engineer. He's head of the publishing firm for the Communists. Alexander Trachtenberg wined and dined the elite intellectuals from the party that night. Whom did we have there? We had men and women who were members of the state legislature. We had over 100 men and women who were members of the state legislatures from Washington down to New York. They were not elected on the Communist Party ticket. They were elected on the Republican ticket, the Democratic ticket, the Fallen Labor ticket, the Labor Party ticket. In other words, they were elected under other tickets, but they were camouflage communists. We had professors there. And we had economists there. And in the evening, Trachtenberg rose and made a little speech. And this is one of the bits of wisdom which I want to pass on to you because it is important. You know it, but I want to print it for you. He said, when we get ready to take United States, we will not take her under the label of communism. We will not take her under the label of socialism. These labels are unpleasant to the American people and have been speared too much. We will take the United States under labels which we have made very lovable. We will take it under liberalism, under progressivism, under democracy. But take it we will. I pass it on to you not because I wish to smear the words liberalism or progressivism or democracy. These words are fine words in themselves if you know what the meaning is. But they use the meaning to cover the Marxist approach to life. And it's under those labels that you must worry. You must worry when you're being sold a bill of goods. We tend to accept labels and to give them the meaning that we want to give them. The word peace, as given by the communists, means the victory of socialism.
Hold on. I gotta stop. I don't want to play too much because that's 17 minutes. Did you hear what it said? She said, we got key words, liberalism, progressivism. Ain't that what you hearing now? She said,
hey Bones.
Democracy.
That's what the isms, that's what I always talk about, bro. The isms, these are thought, but the end game is everything that we're talking about today.
Right.
The end game, liberalism, socialism.
You heard what she just said. She was like, this is Bella Dobbs. A person was in the Communist Party in the 1930s saying this. Now, how could I find this? I ain't that bright. I could find a chick that tells me the whole story on Facebook. Not Facebook, because Facebook is for nuts.
They would shut that down.
They would shut that down on Facebook. That wouldn't even be on Facebook. My man just told you. My brother just told you. He put something that he was a town meeting. And he said he was the enemy of the state. So I just want you to know, brother, that your records, because you're on there all the time, that they know who you are. They know what you've done. They know how you fixed up your property. I'm going to just give you how it's done. They know what you spent at Home Depot. They know what you've done. Now they want to know everything you've done because according to get what you do secret, that's the Bible story about aliens. It's called As in light, so would it be in light. So as in darkness, as in light. Y'all don't know what that means by now? After how many years y'all been on earth, you don't know what, as it is in light, so should it be in darkness. As in darkness, as in light. That means that we can see everything you do in darkness, as in light. That's why you show you the owl. That's why Drake is your number one fuck star. And he didn't even get a black woman. He only got a white woman to have a baby. You are so fucking stupid. Let's keep it going.
Let me say this, Jaibone, how they perpetuate the liberalism and the is they count on the other topic. The other word is racism systemic in the black community.
Yeah.
And that's another way how they pull it over. And if black folks just look at their community, you're going to see black mayors, black chiefs, black judges. You're going to see black congressmen. You're not going to see in the black community no Republicans a part of that community at all. And then you look at your community and you see that your community is ran down, overpopulated with foreign occupation, giving them grants to control your city. But then they, and then those people are the ones who are spitting out liberalism, democracy, progressivism, and they're the ones who are tricking us with those tricky words with racism and systemics. And
tricky.
Now they're going into the...
There you go.
Yeah.
Tricky words.
Going into
I put it out there. I said earlier. I said they said we'll give you special words called subliminal communication. You don't know what it means, obviously, by this time. If you're over 50 and they can't figure this out, you dumb to them. I'm going to tell you straight up.
Tricky bit.
Yeah,
so we got to break away. We have to break away from the.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. Tricky dick. Think about it. They call the president Tricky Dick. Ain't that amazing? And no one picked that up.
And that's when he went to China to sell us out for the capitalism.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that love, dude. Thank you. I'm looking for the facts. Mm-hmm. Y'all got the facts in y'all body. Y'all know the facts. Y'all got to come out y'all ego and say, I've been brainwashed, or to get further. Until you say you're brainwashed, and you ain't going to get further. I'm going to tell you that right now. Now, the only people who realize that, many of you black folks right now on the line, I'm talking to black people right now, you scared to even give up your welfare because you know you ain't got nowhere to go. I know you don't. You're scared to give up your pensions. Those of you retired, I hope they don't, your state, if you don't fight back, your state will make you, mandate you to get your money. Now, do you really want that in your lifetime? To be mandated after you worked all these years for these corporations, to be told the only way you can get your pension is now you must submit to us. Now, that's where you got to ask yourself, this ain't normal. I played a medical apartheid last week. I read it. She had it in her book. She had it in her book. Henrietta Washington put Dr. Fauci was an evil individual. And yet y'all love Dr. Fauci. What kind of niggas are y'all? Y'all like 12-year slave. 12-year slave said, what niggas? These are niggas. We can't get nowhere with niggas. We sure can. And I figured it out already. I'm sure the new order figured it out. So niggas would be gone immediately. Niggas are gone. I'm going to tell you straight up. I'm not going to play with y'all. Niggas gone. Niggas are gone. Your whole community is already gone. I'm just telling you, you in another state, you better tell them niggas in your state, they gone. Because I'm telling you everywhere around the whole 10 regions, niggas are gone. I just read it to you. Niggas gone. They don't need y'all. Y'all too stupid to realize your community's being taken over. So you're gone. Ain't no, it's done. Done deal.
Useless
bottom
feeder.
Because of the liberalism? Because y'all believe in liberalism?
Ain't no liberalism. Liberalism is
no.
Liberalism.
I'm saying they believe.
If black folks are liberal. Hold on. Black folks have lied to themselves. Black folks claim to be under the first party that they ever joined after slavery was Republicans, but they so haughty-minded now that they can't believe this. So you can go to the nigger party that's gonna kill you, and so the party that's gonna kill you told you already in their decree that you're useless eaters from Henry Kissinger. What the fuck is a useless eater? That means you're getting food stamps, welfare, and Section 8 that many of you too dumb to even keep. So if you're dumb enough to lose Section 8,
the welfare
you know.
State.
Yeah.
The welfare
state. Let's get real. Let's get real here. And Patrick Moynihan tried to – see, many of y'all hate Patrick Moynihan. I said, man, I've read that. I gave that out to you in the craft. Those of you in the craft here in Florida and Fort Lauderdale – we gave it to you, the Moynihan Report. It's called the Moynihan Report. And we gave it to you for free. And when you did not read it, it strictly stated that the black wedlock Wedlock, warlock, wedlock, warlock, wedlock, warlock will be your demise, black woman, because you hate men so much that you've been trained to hate that the black man is useless to you. I'm going to tell you why. He's only somebody you can use for sex, fixing up shit, and getting money from. That's it. You know I'm telling the truth. That's why you're quiet now. I got the lines open. I ain't never muted not one of y'all. That's it. That's all y'all want. Sex.
Well.
Hold on.
I try both.
Before you make your declaration. Sex. Money. And if you can get his property. Now the white woman, who is now the new chick on the block, based on all the black men who marrying them now, that's rich. Let's go there. Before you talk, I'm going to give you the synopsis. I'm going to give you both good and evil. It seems to be strange because every commercial showing the black man with another woman. Either she's Asian, she's either white. Those are two right now. And it seems to be real. I think Wesley Snipes is married to an Asian and Dave Chappelle. Ain't nobody talking against that shit because you're dumb. Keep it going. Let me hear this. How could they spell it and talk about black people? Let me hear this one from all of y'all.
I was just going to say that there is some women like that, and there's some women that's not like that. They look at more family, security, love, you know, wanting to grow with people. But then you have those women that's what you just stated. But I was also going to say that that the liberalism also create problems to create laws to enslave us. Just like right now with the ports, what I was going to say earlier, next they're going to say they don't have any drivers to drive the truck.
Oh,
over.
Yeah.
You know, that's
next.
A lie. So
hold
what
on,
they're going to do
on,
is that's what they're going to bring
don't,
in.
I'm playing this right quick. I'm just playing a quick song. It's going to be all right. Quickly, before we go to the next page. After this, I have no control of the board. So all y'all, I'm turning y'all on. I'm turning everybody on. You got your mics on. Everybody's on. Everybody's on. Let me make sure everybody's on. If you want to hit the button, you better hit it quick. You better hit it quick.
Off my life, I had to fight, nigga. Off my life, hard times like that. Bad trips like that. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright. And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, need the room with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Alright, do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it, I know it's illegal. I don't think about it, I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painting on a regal. Digging in my pocket, in a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Kiko. I don't talk talk about it, be about it. Every day I seek you. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Sit back and chat, I strap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
In my prayers. I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me. So I was...
Anytime you throw your weight behind a political party that controls two-thirds of the government, and that party can't keep the promise that it made to you during election time, and you are dumb enough to walk around continuing to identify yourself with that party, you're not only a chump, but you're a traitor to your race. And what kind of alibi do they come up with? They try and pass the buck to the Dixiecrats. Now back during the days when you were blind, deaf, and dumb, ignorant, politically immature, naturally you went along with that. But today as your eyes come open and you develop political maturity, you're able to see and think for yourself. And you can see that a Dixiecrat is nothing but a Democrat in disguise. You today are in the hands of a government of segregationists, racists, white supremacists, who belong to the Democratic Party but disguise themselves as Dixiecrats. A Dixiecrat is nothing but a Democrat. Whoever runs the Democrats is also the father of the Dixiecrats. And the father of all of them is sitting in the White House. I say it again. You got a president who's nothing but a southern segregationist. And the first thing the cracker does when he comes in power, he takes all the Negro leaders and invites them for a coffee. To show that he's all right. And those Uncle Toms can't pass up the coffee. They come away from the coffee table telling you and me that this man is all right. Oh, I say, you've been misled. You've been had. You've been took.
Okay. Somebody got their microphone on. I wish you turn it off because when I find you, you ain't gonna come on here no more. I mean that sincerely. If you ain't mute yourself with all that bullshit you playing, you better turn yourself off right now. I mean that right now. Well, who would do that? See, that's why I say you're a no good nigga.
Who's that, boss?
Don't worry about who it is. I'm gonna find
somebody.
Turn your ass off. I'm going to turn your ass off. You bring your sorry ass on here again, you'll never get on here again. Can't stand no good niggas. Get you off now. There you go. Can't stand you niggas who are Dixiecrats. No good niggas. Like Malcolm X said, you claim to believe in Malcolm X, but you don't really believe in him, do you? Mm-mm. Do you really? No, that nigga right there don't. Let me find this nigga right here. I'm going to call you what you are. See, nigga means ignorant, and that's what you are. I'll find your ass. I will know this number, writing it down. For all you niggas think I don't, listen, don't know who you are. I'll find your nigga ass. I'm going to find you. Like a hunter did. See, because you ain't nothing but an agent. Nothing but an agent. Claiming you like niggas. Can't even come on a radio show without cutting your ass off. We give you the privilege to come on here without no mutation, and you still can't do it. What kind of nigga is you? 12 years of slave nigga. Now, we about to get you because you niggas. You niggas out here, y'all going to get it. I pray the gods kill you motherfuckers. I ain't lying. Can't stand your asses. Because you know why? You hate your own people. Because you know why you don't hate, you hate your own people? You watch other people come in and take over and then glorify their asses. That's what you do. But they come on here and pretend that you care about what's going on in the community. When was the last time y'all motherfuckers been to a meeting? None. Got grandkids, don't give a fuck what the school system do. Yeah, what I mean? Oh, I can't wait till I find this motherfucker here. Let me, I can't. Ooh, when I find your ass, I'm going to eat you up. Yeah, let me find you. I'm going down the line. As soon as I get your, I can tell who it is. As soon as I get you out of here. They won't have no show till I find you. Can't be you. Yeah, you better cut yourself off.
Got him. You got him.
Yeah, I will expose your ass. I ain't got time for playing with niggas no more. See, y'all, see, the people with me, let me ask you something. Do you love niggas that much that don't even like you? I mean, just because they look like you don't mean they you. We about to get deep. We about to get deep here. Because, see, y'all been brainwashed to believe that the people around you likes you. That ain't going to be real today. I only got a few. I'm trying to get everybody in. Okay. I got that motherfucker out of here. Yeah, we ain't going to play with you today. We ain't got time. Time is on your, not your side, because you're going to die. All of us going to die. Soon. Sooner than others. Let's get real here. I'm going to read this decree that was given to me on my car. I didn't ask for this. Somebody put this on my car. I could not believe this. This program was based off anonymous. I went to my car, and this was on my windshield. I looked around, did not see it on. I'm not making this up. I know y'all might think I'm making it up. I didn't see it on nobody else's car. I was like, what is this? I looked. I even walked away. I said, climate change, weather warfare. I'm going to show you how we ain't thinking, how far goes, how we can forget things. I know people forget all the time. I'm around people who just, you can tell somebody something that you talked about last week or every other day, and they might not forget it until somebody else reiterated to them. This is what I found on my car. I'm going to read this whole thing, and then we're going to take their calls. It said, climate change, weather warfare. British Petroleum, which is you get your gas, is called BP, submitted their Deepwater Horizon. Now, y'all remember this movie, Deepwater Horizon? See, I'm going to show you I ain't thinking. Deepwater Horizon drilling plan to the government on March 10th, 2009, rather than subject the plan to the detailed environmental review as required by the National Environment Policy Act, the deep state declared the plan categorically excluded from the safety analyst. That's quote unquote. Because of their claims, it posed virtually no chance of harming the environment. This is what came from the National Environment Policy Act. What, rather than the subject dangerous drilling, prudent to the green, look what it said. You heard your boy Prince Charles say the green shit. Say prudent to the green evaluation by required law, government stepped BP a safety check bypass, just like your coronavirus. I'm going to stop when I need to. See, you've been told everything was safe. How could it be safe, everybody, when there was no experimentational documentation from them doing a national? When you do a virus or something like that, you got to go through safety protocol. I mean, you got to just
Check everybody out. Guinea pigs must be used to see if there's any harmful. I'm going to show you how dumb you is. You watch sports all day. Every commercial you watch, we cut off. It's over. We won't talk straight. Every commercial you watch, everybody, says every drug that's on that commercial has a harmful reaction. You find me one. Find me one of the commercials that did not say their drug had a reaction. And I'll listen to you. But until then, I'm going to listen to you. You got to be kidding me. Now, let's go further. Got the paper right here on my car. I said, this is unbelievable. I must be meant to see this. Because they claim to pose virtually no chance of harming the environment like coronavirus. What? Rather than subject to dangerous drilling to the prudent green evaluation by required by law, government set up a safety check passport. Secretary of Interior, I'm going to give you names. See, I don't play who they are. Here's the names. Ken Salazar, who sent the person to exempt Deepwater Horizon, ain't that a movie, from ecological precaution. About a year later, April 20th, 2010, a platform exploded, killing 11 workers, dumping millions of gallons of crude into the Gulf of Mexico, my area. If they crack the Earth mantle, it perhaps the greatest environmental disaster since the Great Flood. My God, the Great Flood, that's the Bible story, ain't it? Rather than repairing the problem, the hidden government, used the spill politically to blame Bush Republicans' outrage. So they, I'm going to talk to you now. Bush ain't even got power. They just told you this. Bush ain't got power. The people who control Bush, you don't even see. It says the hidden government. That's what we're going to get into for these next. While I'm on the air, if you believe there's not but one government, you are an idiot. Plain and simple. So don't come on this program. Just go to some dumb shit and listen to them. Now, here it goes. Why was safer drilling placed like Aswal, Alaska? Alaska. Ban marked dangerous deep water drilling necessary. And why, without sensible precautions, before the disaster, BP, British Petroleum. Now, I'm going to just say this before I get this, because we love facts. British Petroleum is called Iranian Petroleum. Look it up. Iranian Petroleum is actually British Petroleum. Look it up if I'm lying. Now, they asked the question. Exclusion were only used for projection of the minimal, non-existent environment impact. Now, I'm going to go a little bit. It says predate generated mandated climate. Look what it says. Man-made climate change, which also called now. Could somebody please stop that? If you got the, can you mute yourself? Are you not that bright that you can't mute yourself when you're moving? I'm just asking a question. If you know you're moving and you're on the phone, can you mute yourself? Dang. Now you wonder why we can't get nowhere. Why Arabs control your goddamn neighborhood? Because you're dumb. That's why. Let me keep it going. Perhaps the generated man-made climate change, which also can be now be called weather warfare against humanity. Now, we're going to get deep here. It says, what was the explosion witnesses heard at the time of the disaster that 11 was killed? The official explanation was natural gas explosion inside the shaft. Then, what about the underwater bomb that washed ashore along with the Gulf Coast? A bomb washed ashore on the Gulf Coast. It must have dislodged when the explosion began. When the disaster, why did the White House not use the Coast Guard warship to block the oil-sucking ships sent by the Europeans? Now, here the Europeans need our oil at that time to clean up the mess. They said the shadow government forced to use toxic chemicals. They use toxic chemicals. Y'all remember this? Because I ain't that old. I remember this. Sludge the deep in the bottom of the Gulf. The fact that others suggest a frightening possibility of a fair considered disaster as not an incident, but a deliberate attempt to stop the Gulf Stream. That's what I just said. To stop the Gulf Stream, therefore inflicting hotter summers and colder winters. Okay. Now, I'm going to bring y'all in here for a minute. Did y'all just hear that?
This was done by, I'm going to tell you what was done by, so y'all know I'm not making this up. This says Bush had nothing to do with it. He was out of the office. Halliburton, which is Dick Cheney's company. Now, don't you notice that Liz Cheney, who is Dick Cheney's daughter, ain't she the number one killer of the Republican Party? And didn't you not hear Malcolm X said that many Republican Party that was joining on because they was implemented into this, they ended with them? So y'all been right for a long time about these two parties. These two parties with Liz Cheney's daddy, Dick Cheney. Let me go here. Let me just say this. Bailed out when the safety bypass was enforced. Republicans fought to deregulation to build pipeline and drilling platforms at safer locations in Alaska. That's when you got, what's that chick name from Alaska? The damn governor, Sarah Palin.
Palin.
There you go. See, I want y'all to know what y'all watching. In a blowout, there could have rapidly been a seal. Unfortunately, the environmental won the battle and looked at what was happening. Now, the Gulf circulation been almost completely stopped, generating floods, hurricanes, even tornadoes on the eastern U.S. Now, when did you see, now, I'm going to show you how I know this is a fact. Did we not see a hurricane go all the way up to the fucking Maine? New Jersey got a hurricane? Because what I just said, they messed up the Gulf Stream and the Gulf of Mexico. Let me keep it going, because I'm going to end this by y'all coming on. Now, I want y'all to tell me, I'm reading something that was happening that somebody put on my car. It says, to build a pipeline and drilling platform at safer seals, unfortunately, drivers, they went against that. They wanted to draw streams so they could bring a hurricane, even tornadoes. God knows Texas and New Orleans and Louisiana have been getting killed by these damn. But here's where you get deep, everybody. Are you ready for this? The Gulf circulation has been almost completely stopped, generating this flood. The U.S. with droughts, ain't that all over the worst? Fire hazards way out west, those in California and Arizona, fires are no incident. Not started by campers, part of a weather warfare by a hideous government called the Deep State, who are puppets. Now, I'm going to say this. Just not me putting this in there. This was in. Now, somebody must knew my car needs to hear this. It said. This is what it said. This was on the paper. I'm going to read it verbatim. Who are puppets controlled by extraterrestrials? Those who ancestors called demons and djinns. Ooh. Ain't that what Lauryn Hill called? You got the word to sin while you hang with the djinn. Let's get busy, y'all. Y'all forgot about all this. I know you did. You forgot that they blew up.
Did you say extraterrestrial?
It said on this, I got the paper. I'll send you the paper in a picture. It said, the deep state whose puppets controlled by extraterrestrials, those your ancestors called demons and djinns. I'm going to just read this other part. No. Ocean currents can be restored by placing microbiota and on the subterranean floor in the Gulf of Mexico. They will digest sludge. Huge fans of jets should be placed underwater by viral location to recharge the Gulf Stream. Now, they know they can recharge the Gulf Stream, but they don't. And why you think now you have seen the most severe weather, and why you think your so-called Pollock, ancient, extraterrestrial workers are saying climate control is the greatest threat to the planet. I've just given it to you. Go ahead. Jump in. I got your lines open. I ain't going to talk no more.
Remember the show American Gods, right?
Yeah.
Who are the djinn?
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead. You tell them. I'm going to shut up because I'm going to answer everything. You tell them. You know the djinn.
I know the gym.
Who's the gym?
Yeah, I know the gym. I know
okay.
the gym.
Okay. And called demons. Now, I'm not making this up. I'm reading this from
the extraterrestrials with the extraterrestrial land.
And they said a forest fire is caused by laser beams.
Extra, so where is it at? I want. Why we ain't got a piece of that land?
Hold on. The forest fires that melted cars, a metal to liquid, ain't no fire from a forest can melt liquid.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's PB and G, man, in California. They suing them for all them damn smart meters and all that shit blowing up with direct energy. They got fucking trees that will burn from the inside out, man. What kind of shit is that, man? So they absolutely wrecked. That's another direct energy weapon, man.
And not only that, when you look at the party, the $3.5 trillion bill from the Democrats, the first thing they talk about is they need the money for what? Climate change. Climate. And what I was also wanted to say is that the Republican Party has definitely is tainted as well, like Liz Cheney's, the host of them in there. But I supported Trump more so than the Republican Party because of the plans and American First and wanting capitalism. There are, and what Trump did realize, that in the Republican Party, there are people who go along with the Democrats, and he gave them a name called Rhinos, a Republican name only. So I also just wanted to say about the Democratic Party is that they always create a problem. And the problem with the shores in the port in California is going to be getting rid of the truck drivers, like Obama said. Drive-ons, I'm playing that video several times when he says the truck drivers is not going to be around long. So now we have the port built up, so there's electronic trucks. And then defund the police. What do? They want to pass George Floyd bill and create all this, you know, these problems. Nobody got arrested for all those lootings and killing of the innocent people, fires. You know, no one got arrested for any of that. So then what they did, they say they want to create the police bill. And now look at all the crimes and everything. So anything that there's a problem, you know, under this administration, there's going to be any kind of solution is going to take away our freedoms, money, make us a more poor country. And that's in the name of liberalism, progressivism. Democracy is what our brother Malcolm X was trying to warn us. So I know a lot of people are in bed with these people, but you need to look at the individual, like Martin Luther King said, the character of the individual and not the party. Because I didn't look at the Republican Party when I saw Trump. I saw Trump as an individual person who wanted